Save Act, H.R. 22, or the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, was originally introduced by Representative Chip Roy and passed by the House in April of 2025.
The SAVE Act is a great bill. Mike and I updated our SAVE Act, which focuses on citizenship. We added the voter ID, to your point. That's now the Save America Act, and it's a great bill. And we want to move that bill over to the Senate and then force the Senate to act. I want Democrats to have to explain why they want non-citizens to vote in our elections and they don't want common sense voter ID in federal elections.
Can you explain how requiring proof of ID is voter suppression?
That's not a statement that I ever made.
You sure about that?
Then you should have brought the SAVE Act, which is a voter suppression bill.
The bill demands ironclad documentary proof of U.S. citizenship for federal voter registration, slamming the door shut on any loophole for non-citizens to sneak onto our rolls.
The way the voting system is structured, we see quite a few flaws. You're able to register even if and cast a vote if you don't live in the country, as evident of his brother in Pakistan. I think we have some evidence of two or three other people out of the country that voted. Is that correct?
Yeah, approximately two or three other people out of the country, as well as people residing outside of the district.
All you have to do is click a box and say that you're not lying, and then you'll get an email from the Secretary of State or something in the mail saying thank you for registering to vote, and there you are. Once you're on the voter rolls, anytime an election comes around, guess what? You get mailed a ballot.
And we found that there were just about 5+ million of them that came to the country as illegals, were giving various forms of parole or allowed in the country, and they got through an automatic system, Social Security numbers, so they get into our benefit systems. And we tracked that through and found that they were on the benefit programs. And just because we were curious, we then looked to see if they were on the voter rolls. And we found in a handful of cooperative states that there were thousands of them on the voter rolls and that many of them had voted.
71% of sovereign countries require voter ID, while about 15% require basic personal details and 13% require some form of non-photo ID. Only a small minority of countries have no ID-like requirement at all.
They will bring in hundreds of illegals. They will spread them out across all of these plants and factories, giving them jobs. They're all using the same Social Security number. The IRS unconnected our names from the Social Security number. Now when you look it up, it just pings to see if there's an employer. If there is, it says it's good. It validates it. Why do they do that? Because all of these factories are giving them Social Security numbers. The government turns its back on it. As soon as you have a Social Security number and you go over to Motor Voter, pass the driver's test, right? You get a driver's license. The person looks, you got a social, you must be a citizen. That's how they pack the rolls.
Nearly a year after House passage, the Senate remains the choke point, with Majority Leader John Thune publicly signaling support and stating a vote is coming at some point once an updated version clears committee. Thune must bring the bill or its stronger Save America Act companion out of committee, schedule floor time, and rally the 53 GOP senators plus at least 7 Democrats, or nuke the filibuster, to hit 60 votes and break through Democratic resistance. It's not optional. Thune either delivers on this core integrity promise or faces the wrath of the growing awareness of the American people.
So the latest voter suppression bill is not a serious thing. Let's just be clear about that. You're asking me a legitimate question, but it's an illegitimate bill. That's dead on arrival. It's going nowhere.
Things could get pretty messy here on the Hill today, as House Republicans may have to advance this package of government spending bills without any help from Democrats whatsoever. Now, the first thing that House Republicans have to do is pass a complicated procedural vote known as a rule. That has to pass in order to get an actual vote on these funding bills on the House floor. Now, that procedural vote is going to be a whole lot easier said than done. Not only will Democrats not vote for it, but Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna is threatening to hold the whole process up if the voter ID bill known as the SAVE Act isn't attached to the spending bills. Still, though, Speaker Johnson is confident it'll all get worked out.
Call now. Demand your congressman and senator pass the SAVE Act. 202-224-3121. Add the SAVE Act to the government funding bill.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy who loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Rob Dude. Watch it live right now at band.video. Annihilate.
That's right, everybody. It's Groundhog Day. You guys got hit by the tag screen on the end, didn't you? Today is February 2nd, 2026. Spoiler alert, Punxsutawney Phil said there's six more weeks of winter. So you can all rest assured that that's what's going on. But, and we got, I think, probably another 40 weeks of ice. ICE put out a recruitment video I want to show you guys later. And I've got this thing I want to do today because Epstein obviously is on everybody's mind. I've got some interesting Epstein clips. There's a big article on InfoWars and I'll be covering a lot of these today. Let me give you the headline so you could go grab it now because it's a thick article. Don't miss these explosive Epstein docs. Internet digs up dozens of incriminating files involving Israeli government, CIA, Bill Gates, and others. So that's on InfoWars right now. Check that out. I think it's red-linked right now. It just went up about 1:26 today, PM Central, by Kellen McBreen. So check that out. It's got all kinds of stuff. I think the first one's that Mike Bentz with Epstein talking to Ehud Baruch, whatever his name is, the former prime minister of Israel, telling him how to invest his money and telling him to get into Palantir, you know, which was, it's interesting. We were covering Palantir and Alex Karp and all these people back at like a 2014 Bilderberg meeting in, I think it was in Copenhagen. Okay, that's how long ago we were talking about this stuff. We've been talking about Epstein even longer than that. Now everybody wants to talk about it. I've talked about Epstein forever, but I'm willing to jump in again, especially with all the heat around it. So what we're going to do, guys, put up the phone number real quick. I just put out an X post about this, what we're going to do. Oh, another gray hair. I'm getting old. 877-789-2539. But what I want you to do before you call in, find the article or the document or the video or the picture that you want to talk about and tag it at War Room Show on X. So what you do is you go on X, you go at War Room Show, you put in the link. This is what I'm going to talk about. And then you call in and then you tell the call screener, who's basically just getting your name and what you want to talk about. And then so they can bring it up on screen so we don't have this thing where we're going, what's that? Can you spell that out? What's that one again? Who put it out? We already have the link. We can show it. We can show people. We can go through a lot of these as quick as possible because, you know, we only have 3 hours. And, in fact, the last half hour, I've got a bunch of Alex Jones reports that we put together over the weekend. There it is. Tag at War Room Show with Epstein info and then call in 877-789-2539. It's at the bottom of the screen there. I did a lot of reports for Alex over the weekend. And I basically crunched all those together. And that's going to be the final segment of the third hour is going to be nothing but Alex Jones reports. And we've got all kind of stuff. I've got a smattering of things, but, you know, I want to lean heavily on Epstein. We've got a good guy with a gun defeating robbers who bring a crowbar to a gunfight. That didn't work out well. We've got a possible witness, I guess, came back out. This was put out on 4chan the night Epstein was killed, like a couple hours after. This guy put out a thing and said, I think they switched him. saying they had some weird van pull up. And I'll read all that stuff. But what I want to start with, which I think is even more important than the Epstein files, because it's really what's going on right now in the heat of the moment with all this ICE information and all this ICE activity. We've got Tom Homan talking about the 10 million that were let in just under Biden. 10 million that people, they're getting benefits. They're getting, free health care in some states, free food stamps. Everything's free for these people, free phones while you're paying for it all. But he talks about, which I think is even more important, the 2 million of the known gotaways that they don't know who they are. And I think that's a big one. So let's start off. It's a short clip. Let's start off. Clip one with Border Czar Tom Homan. Here it is.
Administration, well, I remember more than 10 million illegal aliens entered this nation. Many were national security threats, public safety threats. We can't remember where 2 million known gotaways. 2 million people who paid more to get away. Why? That should scare the hell out of everybody.
So guys, there's this book. It was called The Clinton Cash, and I need the name of the author, and he's got a new book out. And it's essentially talking about what happened. It's Michael something. I can't think of his name right now, but you guys can pull it up. Basically, he's talking of those 2 million people are essentially people who were prisoners in other countries in South America and Central America that they let out. They were clearing their prisons. Peter Schweitzer. Yeah, he's got a new book. Find his new book. And throw that up on screen. That's Clinton Cash. That's an old one, but that's a good one too. That's a really good book. How Bill and Hillary Clinton got rich, basically selling out our secrets to China and then creating their foundation, which they used to launder money, allegedly. But he wrote a new book, and it talks about the prisons and the insane asylums that were emptied out in Central and South America. And basically these people were ushered up into our country. And that was another way of fighting the, imperialist dogs here up in America, is sending all these people. And that's the 2 million that Tom Homan's talking about. So can y'all pull that, do y'all have his new book up? Maybe just type Peter Schweitzer new book. But that's his, And here's an interesting stat looking at I'll put this right here. The illegals arrested so far, 88,000 in Texas leads the nation right now. You go Texas, 34,000 in Florida, 1,300 in New York, 13,000 in New York, 12,000 arrested in Georgia, and not a single ICE riot. Where are we having ICE riots? We're having them in Chicago. We're having them in Minnesota, we're having them in LA, all the sanctuary states and cities. That's where we're having problems because they don't want to work. Because what is the problem? Because people go, ICE isn't trained. ICE has not been trained. There's the invisible coup, Peter Schweitzer. That's his new book. How to use immigration as a weapon. Using immigration. And that's what they are doing by emptying the cities and sending these people in, and then paying for them to live here, but then also mixing in criminals along with them. That's how they're fighting the war against America. That's essentially what they're doing. And so what do we have? We have people like Bukele who are taking these people that we're sending back, which is good. And we're paying them for it, which is what we should be doing. So, and you got, hey guys, let me know, like we got Tim in Seattle's our first listing. Let me know when you have his, document or whatever he wants to talk about. Cause I really want to put up the document at the same time so everybody can see this as we go through. Cause there's so much. I got one here. This is from Being Libertarian. Cash Patel and Dan Bongino said Epstein wasn't sex trafficking children. That's weird. This email says he was doing it at 901 East Carey Street, Suite 200 in Richmond, Virginia. That's pretty specific. Are they bad at their jobs or did they get the talk is what they're asking for. So people are reading, people are reading between the lines on that, on what this stuff is, and they're seeing all the pizza emails. That was the interesting thing that came out. You know, we saw a lot of pizza references and a lot of sauce references in the Podesta emails that came out during the WikiLeaks, and I think that was 2016. Thank you to Seth Rich. Speak up a little bit, guys. What'd y'all say? Document ready. All right, let's go to – all right, Tim, we're going to go to you in Seattle, and they're going to bring up the document as you're talking about it. Let's go to Tim in Seattle. Thank you for calling.
Anytime. Thanks for covering this. I just wanted to point out to everybody that the most evil American living employed Epstein at his foundation. Right? He, even after the arrest, he hired Epstein to work at the Gates Foundation.
Yeah.
And so most
and you know what his payback was? Getting some venereal disease and then trying to dose his wife with antibiotics so she didn't know.
Par for the course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hilarious. I read the email at the foundation, and I literally couldn't stop laughing. But ultimately, you know, it's the verbiage in the letter. He was definitely an employee of the Gates Foundation. Jeffrey Epstein was. And he doesn't talk about Russian hookers. I hear a lot of talking points, you know, people saying, oh, the Russian hookers. He says Russian girls. And it doesn't seem like Epstein's very sloppy with his language.
Yeah. Well, we have the letter up right now. Dear Bill, I can't believe you have chosen to disregard our friendship that has developed over the last 6 years. I'm aware accidents happen. Oh, I fell and my wiener went into some girl. I mean, that's ridiculous. Let's see. A total disregard for its impact on the public perception of my reputation. I will have tried to diligently avoid the truth, tell people that Bill will not invest in me and craft any answer to suit your needs. But he wants a letter of recommendation. Should you send to a future employer? Wow. So let's scroll up that. We'll read that yellow part right there. Ted, insult to injury. This is the one. Do you implore me to please delete the emails regarding your STD, your request that I provide you antibiotics that can be surreptitiously given to Melinda, and the description of your penis? You also made it clear to me that I'm not to refer to blank, as that is another topic that must remain between the two of us. Now, that's interesting. Now, why would the DOJ cover up that name? So let me ask you this. Do you think the DOJ, I'll give you my answer afterward. Do you think they're playing possum and putting this information out there to, like, kind of show everybody that, you know, we know everything, we've got these things deleted, but there's people in there that you would think, why are they being covered up? And he said because it might be an ongoing investigation, but then he, you know, Todd Blanch runs around and says, oh, there's no more investigations. We're not investigating Epstein anymore at all. But could there be other criminal investigations? Could they be lying? Or do you think they're just lazy?
I think that they're just trying to kick the can of, you know, guilt towards whatever will stick and make it as nebulous as possible. It's very possible that word that was redacted is COVID. It's very possible.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the planning happened at Epstein Island. Most of the people that were compromised to do COVID and implement the lockdowns were compromised at Epstein Island. That's what I think. I mean, that's what I'm trying to focus on.
And Bill Gates is working with John Hopkins, you know, with all those wargaming scenarios that they were doing, like a couple years mm-hmm. before COVID.
And Harvard, John Hopkins, all of mm-hmm. them. It's like he compromised the whole world with pedophilia to do a bioweapon release and lock everything down.
Yep.
Bill Gates is very responsible for this. And I hope that the world doesn't just kind of glaze over it and be like, oh, nerd Hitler, who, you know, he's always been nerd Hitler. This guy needs to be brought down.
And this is one way to kind of satiate the public. Oh, we released 3 million files, so people spend hours and hours going over these files when we know there's already people that should be getting arrested. You know, Prince, they've basically taken away Prince Andrew's crown and any, all of his titles and stuff. Why would they do that if he wasn't guilty?
Exactly. If they're, and they're acting guilty towards the people that got busted, and, you know, they're just trying to say, don't look over here.
Right.
It's not a hoax. It's the biggest issue, I think, in the United States right now, because all of this madness that we're seeing from every direction of politics stems from these pedophile monsters.
Yeah.
And
people working with them.
Enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen a lot of New Mexico and his Zorro Ranch. There's not a lot in there in the release that. Maybe that's part of those 3 million that they kept behind. Anything with Zorro Ranch, we're not going to talk about it because we don't want people to know about a secret cloning or breeding program that they're running.
That's scary. I mean, there's all kinds of talk that, you know, Epstein's a clone and this and that. I mean, at a certain point, that's a success on their point to create so much muddy water that we don't really know what's truthful and what's not. It's just all fantastical. If America has any life force left, bringing Bill Gates to justice would be the best way to get, you know, the base back. If you want people to have faith and trust in the government, you're going to have to go after this guy. Because, I mean, it's the biggest litmus test, I think, in the world. about currently is how much leeway Bill Gates has.
Right. And, you know, we have people. Are you the guy that goes in and bullhorns him all the time, too?
I am.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You've called him before. And we need like, you know, all the people that want to protest, I should be protesting Bill Gates in the gate. Because that's why they have all the health problems they have now, because they probably took those poison shots and now they're feeling the effects of them.
A million percent.
Yeah, but you're right. Bill Gates is a kingpin. Fauci's a kingpin. These people need to go down big time. And until that happens, there will be no trust in the medical system until this happens for most people. Like, I refuse to go see a doctor for anything because I just don't trust them. And if I have to go see a doctor ever again, it will be, did you push vaccines on people? Is going to be my first question.
Based. We have to be that way from here on out.
Yeah.
We have to.
I mean, that's my line in the sand right there. And if, well, I thought they were helping people. Okay, you're a retard. I'll see you later. You know, that's how it's going to be with me. No harm, but get the hell away from me. You know, I'm not going to take any of your advice. Why would I take advice from somebody who doesn't do any research and who just follows gospel that comes down from Tony Fauci?
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling, Tim. Appreciate it. That was our first one down, and that was successful. We had the document. We covered the document on air. People can see it and judge for themselves if they think Bill Gates is a traitor. Also, we were talking about the other arrests. ICE rounds up nearly 700 illegal aliens in West Virginia. I kind of actually want to go to West Virginia. Not too many illegal aliens there. I actually went to college there. I love the state. Very beautiful state. And the people that live there that are in the know basically live there because there's not as many laws. There's not as many regulations. You can kind of, you know, it's mountain people. You know, there's mountain people and there's people who've moved there and find out the state's really beautiful. And it's definitely, there's actually small cities there that have no cell service whatsoever. Elites have gone in there and bought up places. In the southern part of the state, the Greenbrier Hotel is this old hotel that in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they used to have they still have the bomb shelter there, but a nuclear fallout shelter for all of Congress, all the representative of the Senate and like, you know, I guess higher numbers of people. They would take a bullet train from DC and zoom and go over into the mountains into the Greenbrier Hotel. I think the train station was a couple miles away. They would be quickly whisked into a bomb shelter underneath, and you could take tours of the bomb shelter. It's pretty interesting. They had the old MREs and stuff, but that's the kind of continuity government we had set up back in the day. So you think it's still like that now? No, it's way better. It's way more advanced. So everything's way more advanced, and they want to keep you stupid and in the dark. All right, let's go. Do we have Bregan's document? He's from Wisconsin. Do we have his? We're going to go to him now. Wiki Spooks Clinton Foundation Epstein connection. Go ahead, Bregan.
Hey, Rob. I did call in a while back and ask you to go down memory row to all the work that you've done. Thank you very much. Thank you to the cheeseheads that are huge supporters of InfoWars, FSS. What I was looking at was wikispooks.com can, for any investigative journalist, is a wealth of information. And so when you punch, I think Sean punched up the document.
Yes, for the Clinton Foundation. Right now that's up on screen.
Yeah, so one of the original.
Let me just interrupt you real quick. You read this and you're like, this is not your average WikiLeaks post. the foundation has been called Hillary's Achilles heel on the campaign trail for U.S. president. So, I mean, it's all about how bad these people are. But go ahead. You talk about it.
And it says right really quickly. I mean, they renamed it the foundation. They renamed. But right below that, it says Jeffrey Epstein, co-founder.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably provided the seed money for it.
Seed money, no pun intended.
Yeah.
That for anyone who's a journalist out there, Ron Gibson people and anyone out there who adds into the InfoWars cumulative knowledge, you know, things that we miss. things that we don't see, things that if you're not on certain social media, you might miss it. But anyway, my point being that the ability for them to concoct the foundations tax-free, but it's basically money laundering, if I'm not mistaken. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, obviously the Clinton Foundation was set up to launder money, and it was set up to take in large amounts of money from all over the world. That's what their whole thing was, in order to, you know, create, and a lot of this stuff, what they do is they, one way of laundering money is you create positions for people. So you have lots of executive directors and stuff, and they're all getting paid like $600,000 a year. And that's just one of their jobs, you know, and they don't really do anything on this foundation except maybe once a year they go have a retreat and they meet up. And it's just a way for these people to, you know, not pay taxes and launder tax money. And I'll go back to that. I'll get your take in 1 second, but just to let people know, I'm taking your calls on the Epstein files. Call in. You can go to War Room Show and tag it. So you type in at War Room Show and then put the link to your Epstein file. It'll show up on our at War Room Show, X account. Then we can show people that, whatever you're talking about. So we don't waste time like looking something up and whatnot. We can just keep going and going and going. But go ahead, Bregan, with your take on the whole Clinton Foundation.
How much money did Haiti receive from the Clinton Foundation? Because to the best of my knowledge, all the research I've done is that they received basically nothing.
Yeah, what they do is they say, oh, that was all of our operating expenses. It's like Bono. He would take in all this money with his foundation, but they said, I think it was either like Rolling Stone or Spin a long time ago, said he gives like 2% of what he pulls in actually goes to charity at the end of the day. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I hope Alice's voice gets better, and props to his parents, because his parents made myself and my fiance become Christians and very conservative.
Right on.
Thank you, buddy.
Very good. Very good talking with you, Bregan. As we go to break, our first long break of the show, I just want to remind people that the alexjonesstore.com is where we get all of our supports by people going there and looking at the different products that we have and buying them and jumping in and maybe becoming a VIP, which is, you put in $30 a month and you get $40 credit. So you basically make $10 a month, on products, and you can just put that towards, different products, maybe put something on a subscription form. But right now we got Methylene Reds available. We have our by request collection of people sending in different apparel ideas, and also some amazing signature knives. We have some that were out of stock that we got new batches in. We also have 3 new knives that are, that look really good. There's a green one. There's the green one right there. We call that a Border Patrol green, and they all have Alex's signature on them. And these are a little different than the older versions. These have a little spring in them. And I'll find one for the next break. Cause you wanna, it's neat. That thing pops right up. It's really fast. And then don't forget, we have the Life is Fiery with its beauty daggers as well available. Alex's signature on one side, a little pinup girl on the other. So alexjonesstore.com is where you go to keep us in the fight. And we are not stopping. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our Methylene Blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game-changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. The stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow.
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene Blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary, it's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up. So I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff. So thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the War Room, finishing up here with the fourth hour. Don't forget, we're going to be taking your calls and covering the documents you want to talk about that from this latest 3 million document file tranche released by the Justice Department of the Epstein files. So let's put that number up on screen, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Don't forget to tag the document you want to talk about at War Room Show on X. You go to at War Room Show, type that in, then you type in what you want to talk about, then you call in and you tell them where you're at and we'll dig it up. And it's easier that way. It'll be quicker, more efficient to get all the information out. This is from ABC News. Attorneys for alleged victims of the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein are urging two federal judges in New York to order an immediate takedown of the Justice Department's Epstein Files website, citing an unfolding emergency. And it's like Chris Rock said, grand opening, grand closing. That's what we got here with is what they're urging. So there's a video there of them talking about it. But interestingly, ABC also was the home of Amy Rohrbach, who this was years ago. James O'Keefe put this out. when he was still at Project Veritas before they ousted him. But she was talking about, oh, I had all this Epstein information years ago and nobody wanted to touch it. Nobody wanted to touch it. And she's admitting to it. And then they come back and ask her later and she doesn't really want to get into it that much. But I do have this clip. This is really interesting. And this is clip, let's see, let's go to clip. This will be clip three. And I'm not sure if this is this lady's account, but Marie17CF, she went through looking through the files and she thinks she might have cracked a cold case. This is what I think is interesting. When the internet kind of puts its collective power towards something, things start to unravel, all these cold case mysteries. And I guess, you know, if you're an investigator, maybe you're stuck in your ways or that case has been put away. But she started looking at some names and she may have found one Christy Rogers. This is clip three. Let's go to it.
I need your help. I think I just solved a cold case. I was going through the Epstein files, and I'll post it in a second, but there was an email talking about how a girl went missing, and on the same day, they had a girl with the same name on the flight. It's redacted. I also have the unredacted handwritten flight logs, so I looked up that date and got a name, and I searched it. And then I Googled the name, and she's still missing. So if any of her loved ones see this, I think you should bring this to your police officer's attention. The tag is at the bottom so that they can identify what document it is. I'm sorry, because I know that this is not the way that you should find out.
And that was for Christy Rogers was her name. And the same name does appear on the handwritten flight logs. So it's very interesting. There's going to be a lot of things overturned and uncovered that, you know, with the Justice Department saying we're not investigating anything anymore. It's up to local sheriffs to start investigations. It's up for state DAs to start investigations. Stop waiting for the feds. We know they're not doing anything. But there you can see it at Marie17CF. She put that out earlier today. So, and we're going to go to more of your calls in a second, 877-789-2539 on your Epstein documents. Before we do that, though, I almost don't want to play this because I kind of feel bad of making fun of old people, but Jesse Ventura wants Tim Walz to hold tight and stand tough and don't give this guy nothing. I don't know. Maybe he's for open borders. Maybe he's for giving illegals everything in the world. Maybe he's for leering centers. I don't know. I'm not sure what team Jesse Ventura is on at this point. Maybe he's for utter chaos and no law and order. Because, here's what I wrote when I saw this. I didn't hear Jesse Ventura come to the aid and defense of those people sitting on their front porch that were shot with pepper balls from Tim Walz's goons during the pandemic. And if you guys can find that clip, we'll play it. Happened in, I think, 2020. They were locking everybody down, and they didn't even want people going on their front porches to get fresh air. Pretty interesting. And Jesse Ventura's defending this guy. Oh, I know Tim Walz. He's the best. All right, let's just hear what he has to say. It's like less than 30 seconds.
My advice to him, Tim Walz has had it tough.
Yeah.
During both his terms, he had the pandemic to deal with, and now he's got this to deal with.
Wow.
My position is hold tight, stand tough, and don't give this guy nothing. Because Donald Trump views any concession as a victory for him. And he needs to learn something, this draft-dodging coward. That Minnesota's not going to back down from him. He picked the wrong state to mess with because he's messing with Jesse the Body now. And we got some plans that I haven't said will happen yet, but he may be seeing me face to face.
Well, good. Jesse, you should go talk to Donald Trump and see what's going on, because I think you need to change your tune, honestly. The fact that you think it's okay that the state of Minnesota and the city of Minneapolis will hide rapists and murderers and child predators, hide them, armed robbers, from ICE agents so they don't get deported. I don't see what the problem is. Why are these illegals such golden childs? Here's a from email from Wednesday, August 28th, 2019. And they, of course, they've re-interviewed a purported Epstein victim. He has more to tell us, he said. And he said, thanks, I didn't realize Bush raped him too. Okay. And, of course, all the names are redacted. Very, very, very interesting. All right, let's go to Max. He's got the document ready. Well, it's the Epstein cannibal document. Oh, my God. This one's disgusting. Is this the one with the little babies that they're talking about, Max? How are you doing today?
Hey, yeah, this one is the cannibal one, which I've called in before and talked about how they're eating people. And Putin has said the same thing on public TV. And it was a conspiracy theory that you guys would talk about as well, and it's now been proven true by the release documents. Granted, the one you have on screen is from a witness. There's other ones and other people who have said the same thing. And I'm concerned due to the demographics of the perpetrators that it's going to be labeled as blood libeling, kind of buried underground very quickly, you know. And there's tests that can be done in the microbiome, similar to how they deal with mad cow disease, where they can detect whether or not people are cannibals. And I think it would be prudent. They can do testing on a lot of these people to see in Hollywood or in the politics or academia if these people are cannibals amongst us and get them off the street.
Yeah, we have it pulled up right now. Oh, okay, so we had that first part. It was the I didn't realize Bush raped him too, and then it goes on. He was a victim of a type of ritualistic sacrifice in which his feet were cut with a scimitar. That's like a curved sword, but left no scarring. On a yacht, he witnessed babies being dismembered, their intestines removed, and individuals eating the feces from these intestines. You know, he was also raped by George Bush the first. On this yacht, he witnessed African-American males having sex with white blonde females, all of whom were bleeding during intercourse.
Yep. And that's in line as you look at that artwork they put under the Eiffel Tower, and the elites are all into that as well. That type of stuff where it's not only killing people and eating them, but also destroying the bloodlines in the future.
Yeah.
And I just think it's absolutely terrifying, you know, that this has been proven true, that people are getting eaten. You know, it's always been a thing of folklore dealing with vampires and Pizzagate with adrenochrome. But it looks as this progresses forward that more and more of it ends up being true. And
yeah,
that these types of monsters walk amongst us.
It does. And it always seems to be this, you know, it's one group and it's hidden. And they, that's kind of a disturbing video too. They were just pulled up in fact, we should probably play that so people can hear the terror in this woman's voice. It was a supermodel from, I think, Mexico. And she was talking about how they're eating humans and eating people. And, you know, hey, this stuff, predictive programming. We saw this in, what was it? Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. They were pulling people's hearts out and eating monkey brains and eating all kinds of gross things. And that was all part of the royalty there. The royal, they're having the royal feast somewhere in India. But let's play this video real quick and I'll come right back to you, Max. Here's the video of the supermodel and I'll read the subtitles.
They
ate humans. Disgusting. They ate humans. I wasn't aware of anything. I mean about the murders, yes. But they had eaten humans. So she knew people were getting killed, but they didn't realize they were eating humans. They smell like human flesh. I mean, wow. And then she was never seen again after that.
Yeah. She disappeared. And it should you should also know that there's this thing called kuru disease. That people in certain tribes that are cannibals get, and it drives people crazy. You can't eat the same meat that you're made out of.
Yeah, it's like a mad cow disease almost, but different.
Exactly. So it would explain why these elites are so flippin' crazy, is because probably a lot of them have kuru disease, and it will leave black lesions on the tongue sometimes, which makes me think of that video when Hillary Clinton is eating that breath mint, and you can see that weird stuff in her mouth.
Yeah. She gives birth to aliens.
The cough drop video.
Well, you know, talking about that also, we have all these leftist women that are out there freaking out, having, you know, psychotic breakdowns. And they say during the pandemic, like, cases of toxoplasmosis, like, skyrocketed because everybody was locked in their homes with their house cats. And so you got all these crazy women running around. And now 5 years later, oh, there she is, bloop, bloop, dropping them in. That was Hillary, dropping a couple Hillaries right there. But we had all these cat people with the toxoplasmosis. And now 5 years later, that's probably either intensified or got them to the point where they're susceptible to any type of suggestion, and they have to run out there, and they're going to, you know, be good stewards of the world. And all they're doing is getting in the way of what needs to happen. You can't have 10 million people in your country in 4 years and pretend like that's okay. It's not okay. They need to go home. Sorry. Bye. Anything else, Max? Oh, they said you had a video you wanted to talk about too.
Oh, the video you showed with the supermodel running around.
Oh, okay.
The supermodel talking about how she saw these reptilian people eating humans, and then she disappeared.
Yeah.
That was a video I was talking about, yeah.
Oh, here they pulled up a video of Epstein chasing little girls around a kitchen. It seems like they're little girls. I can't guarantee, but the black box went away there for a second on the one in the back side. If you guys want to rewind that and try to see if we can even see who it is. I mean, obviously this is potato video that we're dealing with. It's probably from, like, you know, the early 2000s. Guys, bring that back up, and you can see there's a spot where it actually disappears after he jumps down. Keep going. She jumps down, and it's the one in the back who's going to be at the back part of the table. Keep playing it. Keep going. Keep going. It's after he jumps down. He's going to jump down and then run around to the left. And then you will see the, so that's probably one of the adults in this. I'm just going to go, it's going to keep going, like, go frame by frame right here. Oh, there it is. Back it up. You can almost see it right there. Yeah. Oh, look, both of them. Well, you can definitely see it's two women. One of those might be just Lane, but I can't tell. You can't tell by the hair, but, amazing how, I wonder how many generations they degraded this before they tried to put it out. That's what they did with the pipe bomber. They were putting out the video at one frame per second so nobody could really look at it. The FBI. And then finally it's like, oh, it was actually this black autistic guy who does DoorDash. He's the one who planted the bombs. And they want us to believe that. anything else, Max?
Yeah. Real quick. I think it also takes note. I mean, it's also important to know with, like, Epstein possibly being still alive. I can't find it, but Harrison mentioned it earlier. There was a video on Twitter that day that shows an armored vehicle going from, well, now it's X, but it was Twitter back then. There was a video someone posted in New York of an armored vehicle going from the jail to the private jet runway at, like, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, which corroborates that 4chan post.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of abnormal, you know, an armored car, like an MRAP looking vehicle, driving around New York in the morning from the jail.
Oh, it makes total sense.
I can't seem to find that video.
Makes total sense. I've actually got that post here. This is from Heather C underscore 77. This is huge. The individual who anonymously posted on 4chan the morning of Epstein's death, claiming he witnessed weird happenings at the prison, has been identified in the Epstein files. Roberto Gravala, an officer at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York, has been identified as the anonymous prison employee who posted on 4chan claiming Epstein left his cell Friday evening shackled in a medical wheelchair while at the same time an unauthorized trip van. See, that doesn't corroborate with the MRAP, but an unauthorized trip van arrived at the prison, which he believed took Epstein away the night before the news broke of his death. The day after Epstein's death, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman of SDNY opened a grand jury proceeding and subpoenaed 4chan, Apple, AT&T, and Citibank for records aiming to uncover Gravalia's identity following the anonymous 4chan post. Gravalia's name was not redacted on his bank records included in the SDNY subpoena response from Citibank for his 4chan post, and ties to the same prison officer, Robert Gravalia, whose statements were released as part of the prison investigations into Epstein's death. This is huge. We now have validation that the 4chan post from 8/10/2019 is a legitimate eyewitness account from MCC prison officer that Epstein may have been switched out before news broke of his alleged suicide. And I'll, let's read the post. This came out 8/10/19 at 14:55. Not saying anything after this. Please do not try and dox me. But last night after the 4:15 a.m. count, they took him medical in a wheelchair, front cuffed, but not one triage nurse said they spoke to him. Next thing we know, a trip van shows up. We do not know. We do not do releases on the weekends unless a judge orders it. So he was thinking it was a release. Next thing we know, he's put in a single man cell and hangs himself. Here's the thing. The trip van did not sign in and we did not record the plate number. And a guy in green dress military outfit was in the back of the van, according to the tower guy who let him through the gate. You guys, I'm shaking right now, but I think they switched him out. So that was the 4chan post. And then here's the bank records for the subpoena. On Friday, Gravatta passed on incoming staff member M.A. Reyes was going WAB and possibly may not return. Also, inmate Epstein will be needing a cellmate upon arrival from his attorney visit. So there is that information. Very, 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 very interesting. And all this stuff comes circling back around. You know, we did some reports showing just one of the documents from WikiLeaks of the Podesta emails where he's like, yeah, we're going to have a pool and there's some kids ages 7, 9, and 11. One of them's name is Emerson. And we're going to heat the pool up and they'll be there for your entertainment. And it's the secluded farmhouse that they're all going to go meet up at. Pretty freaking disgusting. And that was just one of the many ones. Then there was also a lot of pizza references. There was a lot of weird things like sauce and hot dogs for Obama's party. $40,000 worth of hot dogs that they were flying in from Chicago. And, you know, before that, it was the Franklin cover-up, which was in the 80s, and that was Republicans basically having sex with young boys that they were flying in from Omaha, Nebraska. So none of this stuff is new. A lot of it's rehashed, and I'm sure it crosses over. I'm sure these guys, there's Epstein people that were Franklin cover-up people that were also in the Podesta emails, and they're all into weird artwork, that weird artwork where it looks like children are being abused. So it's really disgusting that we have these people here. Once again, we're covering the Epstein files. You know, we only have like a couple calls in here. I'm wondering if maybe people don't want to talk about the Epstein files. And I've got plenty to talk about other than the Epstein files. But I figured people really wanted to talk about that. So 877-78, maybe I'm putting too many rules in front. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539 at War Room Show. Tag it with your Epstein info and then we will bring you on the air. But let's go to Judy. She doesn't have a document, but I guess she wants to talk about Epstein. Go ahead, Judy.
Yeah. Well, one of the thing I can give you that came out in the data dump was that there's a picture of Brett Ratner, who is the director of Melania's movie.
Yeah. He looks like he's wasted.
Terrified on IMDb, but yeah, he's sitting with Epstein with two very young-looking girls. I mean, their faces are blacked out, but, you know, there right. It is for the world to see. My biggest concern, and what I said to the screener, is that, you know, we can talk about the Epstein files now until you were blue in the face, but, you know, where's the accountability for any of it?
Yeah.
How can we expect any accountability for any of it? You know, these people are the ones that are, for all intents and purposes, I think that there is deep involvement by Trump. I do not know in what capacity. I mean, we're not there, right? We didn't witness it.
Right.
But, you know, he is a very close friend of Epstein's. I'm not going to sit here and deny these things. You know, I don't know why he's still proud of Operation Warp Speed. But he's doing like the exact opposite most times of what he says he's going to do for the country, for the United States, for the American people. One thing I can give also, if people want to write this down, please, Investigative Insights TV, What's Happening is Not a Coincidence is the title. and it's an interview of Whitney Webb, who is an author. But she goes in depth about, you know, basically Trump's ties into this whole underworld, how he's beholden because of his bankruptcies to the Rothschild family, and just his involvement. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't see him as somebody that's slimy. I mean, my children, I'm saying it to Rob Dew now. I've said it to Owen Schroyer. I've said it to Harrison Smith, and now I'm saying it to you. My children were either blackmailed into or, you know, voluntary because they bought the propaganda because, you know, I wish I could say my kids were perfectly intelligent, but, you know, like so many other millions got brainwashed into taking the shots. And I've seen the death that I have witnessed and the maiming I've witnessed, the fourth stage cancer of customers. I had a former sister-in-law die of a turbo cancer. I mean, I can go on and on and on for about 5 minutes about what I've seen. So, I mean, I don't, you know, look at these politicians or these world leaders and think that they're something special. I mean, I see them as the opposite, really. I see them as Satan's spawn.
Well, there's a reason they get up to where they got up. And, you know, I think she wrote two books on, I don't know if they're both on Trump, but she's written two books about, you know, the deep state, Whitney Webb. And what I think with Trump, you got a guy who's been building things, and there's got to be something there somewhere along the line. You know, there's... Now, does that make him a murderer and a rapist? No, that kind of makes him, you know, like a sleazy developer. But did he go? Did he cross the line at somewhere? And I think one thing's for sure with the Epstein files, he was engaging in a cover up. They told him, "Oh, if you put this, you know, if you put this stuff out, it's going to be catastrophic to the government." Well, who cares? I don't think anybody cares. I think what people care about is that they don't want to be ruled by satanic pedophiles, right? I think that's where we're at in this country. We don't want to be ruled by satanic pedophiles. We're sick and tired of the money that is just being thrown out the window while we're getting taxed to hell and we can't even have normal lives here, everybody else. We're stuck, you know, paying bills and paying these guys to walk around and rule over us. And they're not even good rulers. They're psychopaths.
Well, the inflation is no accident. I mean, everything that the Federal Reserve put in place in 1913 that was codified into law is, you know, we're seeing the results of it now.
Right.
It's every excuse in the book as to why the inflation is occurring and people are suffering, all the job losses, any number of things.
I'm with you, Judy. Thanks for calling.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there, you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history. How these things tend to operate. How assassinations tend to occur. How cover-ups tend to happen. How false flags occur. How staged events occur. How also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing. And you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists.
Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.
We are starting the second hour of the War Room. This is a 5-minute segment. And then we'll get back into the, I'll get back to your calls. But we're going to take a little bit of break from the Judy kind of, you kind of depressed me, Judy. I guess I still have a little bit, of hopium I keep in my back pocket, and every while I'll go, oh, like this, like our war cry. Oh God. Let's see what happens when. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a war cry, which is a smelling salt. You can get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Wow. Well, that wakes you up. Wakes you up really quickly. But I guess that's my little hopium bottle right there. You can call it that. It'll wake you up. Just kidding. But let's go to a couple. This kind of makes me laugh. Liberals like Michael Rappaport bitching when liberals do liberal things and they expected something different. Now he's walking around New York. There's snow everywhere. Nobody's picking up the garbage. It's Mamdami's first month in office and already it's a total crap hole. He's turning it into a third world country. So here's Michael Rappaport.
Look at this shit. Look at this shit. This poor bastard ain't getting out until the spring. Look at this. Dirt a week after the snowstorm. Look at this dirty hole. Look at this. I don't know what this guy's gonna do. This guy, call your insurance company. Look at this dirt. Where's the mayor? Clean this up. They got garbage everywhere. Garbage. Dirty snow. What do you do with this? Where's your shovel now, Mamdami? Look at this. You know how many people fall, break their ankles? Look at this. This is New York. Start spreading the news. And this is on the Upper East Side.
This is where the rich
3 minutes
live.
From where the mayor lives. Look at this guy. Look at this.
Yeah. He's got garbage look falling at this all over his car.
This guy's never getting, look at this. Look at this. It's the reality of New York City. 1 month. Where's the salt?
Oh yeah, I remember
Where's
that.
The shovel? Where's the
trash cans?
Plows.
To help the trash problem because rats were getting into the trash because they're just throwing out trash bags.
Look at this. Look at this.
How does anyone live in New York? I don't understand. Like, what is the draw to live
his,
in a
his car's destroyed
a crap hole?
This poor bastard with his motor scooter.
The city that never sweeps. Trash piles up on the streets as traffic snarls. 14 dead in freezing temperatures. Allies turn on Zoe. That's right. There's actually footage of some people talking about Zoran's mommy who seems like she was friends with Epstein. There's pictures of her with Epstein and her young son and Bill Gates and Ghislaine Maxwell. And people are wondering, maybe that's Epstein's kid? Yeah, there they are. Oh, Bill Clinton's there. And this, Grok said this was a real photo. People were asking Grok about it yesterday. I saw Grok say it was from 2002, which would mark up about the time, of Zoran's, you know, birth. I think he was born in the, 90s. So this would have been 10 or 11. And there she is with him. Oh, there's the baby. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, this is a guy that said he wanted to repopulate the earth with his genius mind. He has the genius mind. And so what better way to make Papa proud to become mayor of New York and turn it into a total crap hole? So that was Michael Rappaport bitching about it. Hey, as we go to break, let's watch this. As a gun store owner defends himself using the Second Amendment. Here it is.
Pew, pew. Humble, Texas, can we get a come on down, please? All right, so a hood news peep is working, and a customer just left, and some crash dummies are about to attempt to rob the store. Just wait for it. You're going to love this.
Yeah. Never ready to pray, though, to a gunfight. Yeah.
If you fuck around, you're gonna find out in the great state of Texas. Keep it moving, motherfuckers.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back. Got a lot of calls lined up now. We're going. Second hour.
I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives. These bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue.
What do you got there, Angel Eyes?
It's a new Patriot Silver folding knife from thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Blondie, look at me. I got all three.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's Groundhog Day. Aw, he doesn't seem very happy. Let's wake him up again. Poor Bill Murray. We're living the same day until he does it right. Pretty funny movie from the 80s. What happened? I think it's when we went from analog to digital. I think digital really screwed us up. Not the digital clock. I'm talking about everything being digital and the instantaneous gratification that comes with it. Being able to look up something and find any answer to anything you want, that it kind of turned us into retards. That's kind of where we're at. We're loaded with phone calls, so I want to take definitely the next two segments and just roll through all these. John in Florida, oh man, he is really smoking the hopium right now. He's got it. He thinks prosecutions are imminent, right, John?
Yeah, I want to see a Nuremberg trial sooner than later. Wake up, America. Justice Department, who the hell do you think you are?
Speak, brother. Go for it.
I mean, good God Almighty, let's get something done.
Yeah. I feel like the guy down by the river screaming at people, do something.
Well, they can stand back and scream about a city getting screwed up by a communist, or they can stand back and scream about the American people that we put in office not doing their job.
Yeah.
Which one's going to be screaming the most? I mean, look at the Founding Fathers. You think they screamed?
No.
I believe they might have did.
Well, I think they picked up their arms and said, we're going to defend this country, and we're going to take it back from these people who are unfairly taxing us. You know what happened? What was that about? Taxation without representation. They were getting taxed, and they didn't have a say in their government. And we're getting taxed, and we don't have a say in our government. We put these people in, and they don't do anything.
Look, Washington was tired. His men were hungry. They had a hell of a fight, but they didn't give up. They didn't give up.
Yeah.
It's not time to give up.
I agree. We can't give up, but you don't think anybody's getting prosecuted over the Epstein files?
I don't know who's going to get prosecuted, but all I know if somebody's dragging their feet somewhere, Ron.
Yeah. I'm with you. Anything else?
I'm praying for Trump. I'm praying for his administration. I'm praying for everybody at InfoWars. And y'all hold this old man up. I'm an old man, Rob. I'm an old man.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Well, hey, you hold us up, we hold you up. That's how it works. It's a symbiotic relationship. We're trying to get you information, distill it through what mainstream media does. They do it through the lens of what's best for our advertisers. We do it on what's best for the American people. And, you know, the news isn't always pretty, but, you know, every once in a while, I like to show a good guy with a gun defending himself and his property, because I think it's very important. It's very, you know, oh, what about Daniel Pretty? He went out there and had a gun. yeah, you know, what you don't do is you don't show up to the DEA raid with your gun and then start pushing on DEA agents. You know, even whether they're right or wrong, do you want to die or do you want to live? Because at the end of the day, I'm talking about any type of federal officer. You go and interfere with an FBI raid. You go interfere with an ICE raid. You go interfere with a DEA or an ATF raid. I mean, we saw it happen at Waco, and I'm not saying what they did was right. I think most of them people are criminals. But you live to fight another day. You don't put yourself in a position, and that guy had repeatedly put himself in positions to get his butt kicked. And that's finally what happened. I mean, eventually you're gonna meet up with the one guy who probably, it might not have his head screwed on straight, or he might just be sick of your crap. And that's what happens. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Tax Slave in Pennsylvania. Says Epstein was selling technology. Go ahead.
Hi. Boy, I am so, so happy to be talking to you, sir. I've been a fan of InfoWars since, like, 2008.
Is this your first time calling?
No. I've called before. I've never talked to the big guy, though. I've talked to others. Anyway, Rob, what I wanted to say is I saw an interview with Professor Brett Weinstein from Harvard, I guess. He's mm-hmm. a biologist or something.
Yeah.
And he talked about a meeting that he had. It was kind of suggested to him by the dean or something to meet with Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
And Jeffrey Epstein was very interested in all the various developments and technology and all this other stuff. And Weinstein speculated that, you know, the pedophilia and all that horrific stuff was, you know, a sideline, was a part of it. But a large part of it was that he was involved in probably genetic research and various things like that to, you know, probably extend his life or whatever, you know.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm hoping that the release of all these files shows some of that, too.
Well, you know, that's what I was wondering, because I was looking at some of this, and it looks like there may be a fight to get rid of these files off of the Justice Department website, but I have a feeling other people have already downloaded all of them and will be posting them up in their own types of server situations. But Brett Weinstein also said he went home after he met Epstein for the first time and he told his wife, I think I met a manufactured person. And she goes, what do you mean? I met a person that's not supposed to be where they are, but they're there, which makes me think they were put there. That's kind of the gist of what he's getting around. So he knew this Epstein guy was sort of a fraud. He could see through his BS, but he's wondering, like, how did he get here? How did this guy make it into the room? You know, he shouldn't have been in the room he was in. And that came from whoever was putting him up, propping him up. And it was all these other people. And, you know, they're saying this guy's some sort of financial genius. And maybe he did have a way with numbers. Maybe he was good. I mean, he was good with money, you know. Where does that come from? But, you know, it's interesting that that you bring up Weinstein, because I'd just seen a couple clips, and this was actually before these Epstein files came out. He was talking about Epstein being a manufactured person, not even his own man. He was there under the auspices of something else. So what do you think of that?
Oh, I agree 1,000%. I absolutely agree. I think he was, it may have started out that, you know, he was part of the right tribe and got selected and was, you know, had no moral compunction for anything and was very manipulatable and aggressive and wanting to make a lot of money. And all of those Venn diagrams aligned. And, he was part of it. Yeah, obviously he was not the mastermind, obviously. You know, he was, I think, a go-between.
Yeah, he was a lieutenant. He was a guy who got stuff done for these people and kept everything. Obviously, it was a successful operation for a while. He had his own island. And then he had properties all over the world.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you what, sir. I don't think we will ever have justice for the horrific crimes that were committed against those poor children. Unfortunately. I guess I'm black-pilled there.
Yeah. You know, I'm hoping something happens. I mean, at some point, we have to find something. And somebody has to get their due.
You know, Rob Dew, I hope we can administer it and see that justice be done.
May the heavens fall. Thanks for calling, Tech Slave. Let's go to Shane in New Mexico. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Shane. How you doing?
Great. All right. So I was telling your caller, your screener there, have you guys looked into this TPB Sean? The reason I'm bringing him up, he's everywhere on Instagram. He's on X with TPBSeanX.com. He has a video, and I don't even know if this guy's real, but he has a video and pictures of Epstein supposedly getting out of a vehicle, walking in Israel. He's had this up there for about the past three to four months.
Yeah.
Have you guys checked into him at all?
You know, I don't know if I've seen that. I have seen that the picture they're pulling up right now. Scroll, guys, so you can see it.
That's from Sean.
Yeah, I've seen this stuff. And I've seen that picture, and that was on Epstein Island. Guys, rewind that so people can see that and scroll up so they can see the actual image of Epstein. Because it definitely a guy looks a lot like Epstein. But I'll say this, too. Epstein was Jewish, and there's probably a whole cadre of people that look like Epstein that are out there that are Jewish. Because, you know, when you could go to some towns, Alex said this, you could go to some Welsh towns and everybody there kind of looks like Alex Jones, you know, cause that's where you came from, that tribe. That was your tribe. So everybody kind of looks alike. And, so that could be an answer for that, but he puts out some good information. I've watched a lot of his reports. But I saw the one of that. I've seen that shot from, I guess it was from a drone. It was somebody flew a drone over, and it was after Epstein's death, and there he is, a guy that looks like Epstein on the island at the time. So that's very, very, very interesting. And I think that was video, and then the person like recoils back in underneath the canopy. But, yeah, I mean, there's a good case that he's still alive. In which case my song, Jeffrey Epstein Didn't Kill Himself, still stands. He didn't kill himself. He's still alive, or he didn't kill himself and he was murdered. There's two ways to take that. You there? I don't know if I just lost. Okay, he dropped. Okay. I heard a click. Maybe he's accidentally disconnected. All right, let's go to Jeff in South Dakota. Let's talk Franklin Boys Town. Yeah, you're actually near that. It was in Nebraska where that was going on. You were a witness to it. How old are you, Jeff?
I just turned 60, but I actually, and it was going up far back to the 80s, that wasn't investigated. The Franklin Boys Town wasn't investigated until the early 90s.
Right.
But when I was in the military, I was in high school, they literally, my recruiter was trying to get me to, I was going to Boys Town, helping recruit people for the military. And they were trying, my recruiter kept trying to push me into going to these parties. And they're at the same places that the two buildings that were owned by Warren Buffett himself, the Brandeis Building and the Twin Towers, and both of them were in Omaha, or the Towers Building. My recruiter kept trying to encourage me or like he's trying to force me to go to these parties. And I knew they were they're overnight parties. And I thought, well, you know, we're underage, you know, what the heck? They want to take us to these all-night parties, but they're trying to get people from broken homes, such as Boys Town and broken families, such as myself.
And so let me ask you this. Were you an orphan, or were you just not living with your parents?
I just lived with my father because my parents divorced. So,
okay.
Right. But the thing is, they were trying to get me to go. Not only was I going to help recruit people at Boys Town and pick up recruits at Boys Town, but then they were my recruiter was trying to get me to go to these overnight parties. And during those parties were the same buildings that turned out to be exactly where it was held at. And that was, you know, according to court case and stuff. And I was actually on record probably during the investigation telling the FBI, I literally contacted the FBI and I was working with them. But they didn't follow through on anything or didn't come back and ever talk to me further on that.
And this was your Army recruiter that was telling you this?
He was, yeah, absolutely. And wow. I was going to Boys Town with my recruiter, and he was using me to help recruit people, but he was also trying to get me to go along with other recruits to these parties.
And what was he saying? How would he promote these parties? Like it's a, there's going to be music there, going to be women. What was he saying? Or alcohol? What was his catch?
Like what my preference was, and definitely, I'm heterosexual, but he was trying to find out if I was a heterosexual. Like that would have been, sounded like he was looking for someone who was, very loose or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's just crazy stuff. But this is how, I'm telling you, I've been waiting for over 30 or 40 years for this to come out because this has just been, like, for 30 years, I've literally been doxxed. I've been had threats on my life. Every time I've tried to get this story out, I've literally had harassment, threats, intimidation, even attempts on my life. So I'm glad it's kind of in the air now so that more information could get out. And I hope that I can help a lot more if needed, because I bet if I go to the site, the government site now, I bet I can find information relating to people I know or possibly even my information to the FBI might have been disclosed in this.
Oh, I'm sure there's a report somewhere. I mean, they keep reports of everything. Did you ever run into a guy named Johnny Gush?
No, but it's funny because I was a boy. I was actually a paper carrier for the Argus Leader. I'm sorry, the Omaha World Herald. So it happened. That really was close to home to me. So,
yeah.
Very, very close to home to me.
I always think it's interesting that one of the guys who was helping get these boys, Larry King, was a black man,
right.
not the guy who died, who was an interviewer. But Larry King, this guy sang the national anthem at the 84 and 88 Republican National Conventions. And there he is basically facilitating the grabbing of young boys and supplying them to people in the Republican Party as, sexual playthings. It's totally disgusting. And you're right. It didn't come out till the 90s. It took a while for it to come out. And that's what they do. They try to push this stuff out as far out as possible so those who are guilty are either dead or are missing. They can't be found.
Exactly. And another part about it is because it did include the military. They wanted that totally silenced. That's why I had been doxxed and silenced for so many years, even though they had bigger plans for me, because as a newspaper carrier, I actually, at the end of my route one day, I was only 11 and a half years old, I had the opportunity to actually help save the life of a sheriff deputy because he had been jumped from behind and held to the ground, and they were fighting over his gun. And I literally wouldn't leave the officer's side. Literally, it took like 9-10 minutes for a backup to arrive, and I was going to take a bullet for the sheriff if I needed to, or the deputy. But somehow, I think them knowing that pushed me further, because I was working for the Omaha World Herald, which I know Warren Buffett had owned, and was still a big voice part of that. Well, I got some recognition from that at that age, 11 and a half years old, and I became the first, crossing guard. Well, we were security crossing guards for the grade school, but they never had that before until I started in sixth grade, and the sheriff department donated the outfits, the crossing guard badges and stuff. They donated in my name to this grade school, and I think that's how I got pulled in later. That I believe intelligence had definitely had an eye on me for getting into the military, and I've done a lot since then.
How many years did you serve in the military?
I really can't disclose that at this time, but
okay.
It's just so much things that I've witnessed other than that. But I'm telling you, it all started with that.
Sure.
Definitely, if you try and get that information out, that would back then they would literally,
mean, people's planes were falling out of the sky who were investigating Boys Town. So
absolutely, and that was a retired CIA member, I believe, and his son that plane came in Iowa on its way back to Omaha with information from Minneapolis.
Yeah. I mean, these people aren't messing around. You know, that's their currency is young children. Because they like the innocence, they like to corrupt the innocence. That's what evil does. Evil wants to corrupt the innocent. That's its main goal. And it does it through a variety of ways, but it has to corrupt you. And that's what they work on.
We're trying to get me into, I believe, they literally were getting me to, a chance to go to West Point because they already told me they had two senators picked for me to be admitted to West Point.
Yeah.
Of course, I was more interested in combat, so I wanted to go. I didn't want to go to a four-year college and have to wait to go to service. But they're actually lining me up to go to West Point with two senators, and yet they're using senators and stuff to blackmail. And so I think they were trying to pull me into intelligence there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, once they can corrupt you or they figure out you're corruptible, then they're like, oh, yeah, now we can show you all the dirty secrets, but we've already got you. And if you try to run, you know, like what they did with that guy who was at the Charlie Kirk assassination, suddenly they find all this child porn on his phone. And now he's about to, I don't know if he's been sentenced yet, but I know he was on trial for that. But he was there jumping around saying, oh, he'd been paid to be there and say he shot Charlie Kirk. Whoa, well, who paid you? The little trainee kid? No, I don't think so. So we don't know the story about most of the stuff that goes on in this country. And that's why it takes people, you know, getting these documents and going through them and looking through them. Thank you for calling, Jeff. Very interesting phone call. I got time for one more for this segment. Let's go to Chad in North Carolina. Go ahead, Chad.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rob. I just wanted to point out earlier that when Alex came on, he was talking about how they're Jews who are, I'm trying to remember the description he used, that they just sort of go against every other type of people. They're supremacists, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the late Israeli journalist Barry Shamish?
No, not at all.
Well, he, from what I'm not a professional researcher, but from what I understand, he passed away in 2016, and he wrote numerous books about the corrupt connections with the early leadership of the nation of Israel and the things that they did to sabotage the attempts by the religious Jews to just reclaim their homeland, you know, make it a normal country, and all the horrible things that happened after World War II and before World War II ended, that it was, he gave a number of sources, Jewish writers, such as Rabbi Marvin Antleman, who had a two-volume book called To Eliminate the Opiate, which I would encourage people to read because it gives a long background of the connection between what they call the Sabbatean Jewish sect, if you want to call it a sect, which is basically you take the law or the Torah and you flip it upside down, and these people who were Sabbateans would do the exact opposite. And this was started with the false Messiah, Shabtai Tzvi, who he talked about oftentimes before he quit appearing on air. And so he gave a number of writers like that, and he gave the connections between the Frankists and the Illuminists, I'm trying to think of the leader. The guy who started the Illuminati. What's his name?
Adam Weishaupt?
Adam Weishaupt. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling, Chad. I appreciate that. I wrote down some of that, so I'm going to check out some of the information you dropped there. We'll be right back with, we're going to continue with your phone calls on the other side.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning.
Hmm.
All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it. And it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good,
me.
Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in and go, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yeah.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you, because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine's one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Derek in there, who's running the board, played bass on it, but he's playing my bass. Because I wanted to sing. I didn't want to try to play bass and sing. I wanted to just put it all in there. And that song was written on a Wednesday night, Thursday night maybe. We practiced it on a Thursday or Friday, recorded it on a Sunday, and put that out. And, you know, it still holds strong. If he's alive, he didn't kill himself. If he's dead, he definitely didn't kill himself. He was murdered. All right, we're still going with your calls. Is Mick Jagger in the Epstein files? Wants to know Lane in Washington. Lane, go ahead.
How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Good. I just thought it was funny. It seems like the people in the files were given a heads up that the files were going to be released. I don't know who's in it. I haven't been paying that much attention. All I noticed was the Stones put together a tour for 26 a few months ago, and then they abruptly canceled it. And it was because Keith's arthritis. He didn't feel he could commit to the strains, and it was his arthritis. So they canceled the whole tour, and then the Epstein's files come out, and then Keith turns around and announced a new tour with expensive winos. His other band.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you see, I'm putting two and two together. Now, I don't know. I haven't been there. I don't care, really. But I just thought that was interesting. I was more impressed that you are like me, and we refuse to deal with these medical doctors. There's so much information online ever since the COVID shit broke out. You know, you go online, you read medical things, you read people's opinions, you read what people's testimonies. It seems like maybe the best thing of the internet is it will replace this medical profession. All the information's online, and between your honest intuition, people know, you know. Yeah.
You know if something's working. You definitely know if something's working that you're taking. You're like, okay, this works, this didn't work. You know, and you kind of become your own testing lab.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I want to mention this stuff called DMSO.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay, I've been using it, working with it, and it's amazing, amazing stuff. Real subtle, really bizarre stuff. I don't want to go into the details.
You can find that in, like, tractor supply stores and stuff like that.
It comes in all kinds of variations and mixed with cream. And I try just to get the pure stuff. It comes, you got a choice, a plastic bottle or a glass bottle. Of course, you want the glass bottle.
You want the glass, yeah, I agree.
And it's just really bizarre stuff. And I'm thinking, you know, why bother with doctors? Doctors are just to make a profit off of you. And you got free information online. Just be your own doctor. You know, that's... I think
there's a lot to that. I use the stuff they call it the bleach, where you mix a few drops of a couple different chemicals and then you mix it with a little bit of water and drink it. And it kind of smells like a cleaning solution. And what I think is interesting is when we had a guy here, he used to do a lot of cleaning for us. And during the pandemic, he always smelled like this stuff. The first time I smelled it, I'm like, hey, it smells like our cleaning guy. Because he would walk in the room and he'd just be overwhelming odor of this disinfectant that he was, you know, probably using to clean things with. But also, I don't think he ever got COVID. And I thought that was pretty interesting. They said this was, go after COVID. So I don't know. There's a lot of things out there. You need to do your own research and be your own. I would recommend people, you know, first thing you got to look at is what are you eating? And if you're not eating, if you're not eating right, that's where 90% of your problems are gonna come from. So my recommendation is first do a 3-4 day fast before you do anything, and see what that does, and go from there. So thanks for calling, Lane. Let's go to Al Killer in Virginia. Wants to talk about.
Thank you.
They just pulled up. Sorry, Al Killer. They just pulled up this guy drinking bleach. I forget the name of that show. Some cartoon of metal band. But go ahead, Al Killer.
Hey, so I think we're running dangerous. This is much more impactful than the WikiLeaks with the Podesta and Hillary emails, but we're running dangerously into where we're not going to be able to be taken serious. There are everything referencing Trump. These are FBI tip lines. You can go read they're tip line phone calls. And These are crazy people that are saying this stuff. Like, they would never hold up in court.
Right.
The stuff with Bush, and I don't even want to say what was going on, but cutting a guy's foot with a scepter and doing everything. These are insane people. I did 20 years in the military, military police. I worked with NCIS my last 8 years. You have no idea the amount of crazy people that call in when you put up a tip. If you got a missing person, somebody goes missing on the base, you have no idea the amount of psychopaths that call in.
I used to get them here.
Yeah, and you know something? But the crazy, there's a bunch of stuff we did learn in the email.
Yeah.
One thing, the Rothschilds do run the show. Okay? That's not a rumor anymore. The Rothschilds are calling shots. They're calling shots in Ukraine. They're having him meet up with certain people in the tech industry. Another thing, Israel is also involved, big time involved, and they don't see us as human. And that doesn't mean that we treat them the way that they treat us, but they cannot. They can no longer have the. We can no longer be going over there and touching a wall, which is, if you're a Christian, that is the most. That is pretty much you're saying that you don't believe it, what Jesus said, that no stone would be left unturned, because that's what they're making you do in that ritual when you're touching that wall. They're trying to say that that's remnants of the Second Temple, which
right,
it's not. But they can no longer have any say in our foreign policy. You receive our money, we tell you what to do. We will protect you, but you're not calling the shots anymore. Some other things that are pretty obvious. Just the fact, the whole thing, him meeting with Ehud Barak and this whole thing with Palantir.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to listen to that?
I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I listened to part of that. It's in this article. Don't miss these explosive Epstein docs. Internet digs up dozens of incriminating files. It's actually the first tweet is Mike Benz playing it, the audio of Jeffrey Epstein, and he's trying to show him how to, how to invest in Palantir. And that was the big, as he was leaving his prime ministership in Israel, Ehud Barak.
Did you see how out of touch Ehud Barak sounded?
Oh, yeah. Sounded like a retard. He knew nothing.
But
that's the thing. These people don't know anything. They literally walk around clueless.
Yeah. So that is, if you pay, I listened to the entire 2 hours of his interview with Steve Bannon.
Okay.
Now, what I got from Epstein is, He's basically a jack of all trades. He knows enough to sound like he's interested in the subject,
yeah,
and he's able to get people he's able to have a conversation, and he's got the money. So the people that know things, at the end of the day, they're going to follow the money.
Right.
Now, what I did get from him, though, was the guy does know finance.
Yeah.
And he does know finance, and he made two comments that were, look, I think the guy's an evil SOB, but he made two comments that I can't find fault with what he said. He blamed the collapse of the financial system on Bill Clinton and mm-hmm. the subprime mortgages, and
yep.
he broke down on how banks are that he broke down that banks
Banks are like, conservative when they lend money. They don't like to lend it to crazy people or people that don't have,
But they had no problem doing it. They're like, dude, Fannie and Freddie, they're going to back our loans. Of course, this is the best deal now.
Yeah.
Because there's no risk on their side.
Right.
He completely broke down everything.
The profits stay private. The risks are public. That's
exactly.
That's how these companies run, these multinational companies.
He said another thing. He said the politicians don't have a clue about finance. They don't know anything about finance whatsoever. And that's how they're able to run roughshod over us and through our politicians. They have not a clue what's going on. He's like, somebody may get elected in Africa, that's a general. They may get elected in Europe because they're popular.
Yeah.
Or they're a football player down in South America. But the people don't know the politicians don't know a damn thing about finance. And
the guys they have advising them are corrupt and taken. They're on the take. So, that's how
and
it works.
So at the end of the day,
yeah,
it comes down to the golden rule. And he who has the gold makes the rules. And he who's got the printing press makes the rules.
Let me ask you this real quick. I'll let you finish. Do you think there's rumors out there that Epstein may have created Bitcoin? Do you think that's possible?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because he says that because he wanted to, there's emails also where he's trying to offer Russia like creating a new financial system.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said that there's two Satoshis, you know what I mean? Or that he knows a few Satoshis that are involved with it. I don't.
So they're all Satoshis. Basically, everybody involved is a Satoshi.
Yeah, and I did see that, you know, I think as far as Bitcoin goes, I think Bitcoin is the perfect, it's perfect for us, and it's perfect for somebody that wants to control everything. But at the end of the day, maybe they can't confiscate your stuff, but you know what they can do? They can tell you you can't buy anything with it. And then you got a whole bunch of digital nothing, because that's what they'll do. They'll say you cannot buy anything with your Bitcoin. You can save up all the Bitcoin you want.
Right.
If you can't do anything with it, it's worthless.
Or they drive the price down.
That's where I see that. Yeah, exactly. Now, there's one. I did want to mention something about Minnesota. If you got
yeah,
time.
Go ahead. You're great.
Okay, and I have a solution for what's going on. You know, I was born in 1984. And if you look at the election map, 1/6 state voted against Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. It's
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Alex says there's good fishing up there. I don't care. There's a problem up in Minnesota. And Trump's got two choices. He really has two choices. And he should have done this on day one. He should have made an example of maybe New York City, or should have made an example of California, and he picked a city. But you can't defy federal immigration law. You don't get to pick and choose.
Yeah.
He should have had U.S. Marshals. He should have been on the phone with the mayor of New York City. And the minute that they say they're not gonna help us out, they jump in like Batman in the first Batman with Michael Keaton when he comes through, when Vicki Vale throws the glass of water on Joker's face. And they jump right through and they drag these guys out by their feet.
Yeah.
Eisenhower sent in the National Guard for that. Kennedy sent in the National Guard over segregation. You do not get to decide that you're not going to obey federal immigration laws. Not only that they're not obeying it, that they're actually treating these people better than us. Now, I do have a solution, because at the end of the day, you got 40 to 50 million people that have come into this country, and you don't got the ICE agents to get everybody out of the country.
Agree.
I have a complete solution. My thing is, I don't hate these people at all, and I know why they came here, and I get it. And a lot of them were incentivized to come here, so I get it. But I deserve the country that I was born into. So my thing is, everybody has to come out of the shadows, legalize everybody here, but they'll never become citizens. They'll never vote. And make the Democrats vote for that. If you care about these people, vote to legalize them. But there's two things. We're getting voter ID. They will never vote. I say there's actually three things. And you subtract them from the census. Overnight, Illinois, California, New York, all these states that have a ton of illegals, they're going to lose electoral votes, and they're going to lose representation. They no longer count in the census. That's the only – because having them go six, seven agents going on, going to take down one or two people – it's a recipe for disaster.
Oh,
there's nothing
time.
You can do about it.
Well, you know, so that's why you don't see these problems, though, in the other states, because they're working with them. I like what Trump said. He said February 1st, we're cutting off your money. You're not getting any more federal money for anything, although that's probably going to get overturned by a judge. But he's already threatened. I don't know if it's happened yet, but he said no more federal funds to any of these states, any of these sanctuary cities, sanctuary states who are not helping, who are not assisting ICE, because most of the time ICE is just going to the jail and picking people up. Here, they're like, in some of these sanctuary cities, they're like, oh, we're going to release the rapist. We're going to release the child predator, and you guys have to go find him. And now we have people inside who are telling you where they're going to be. So then, you know, they can mount their whistle armadas.
That's a Band-Aid. That's a Band-Aid. The reason nothing gets fixed in our country is because if you fix the problem, then you no longer need the people that are the fixers.
Sure.
There needs to be an absolute solution for this, and because that's just a Band-Aid, and whenever you get another president in, like, you complete the border secure right now, nobody else, we no longer will ever allow illegal immigration ever. It's really straightforward. People make it out to be way too complicated. Make it straight. The border secure. Nobody else can ever come here illegally. You legalize the people that are here that are not receiving benefits and stuff like that.
Well, I think nobody can receive benefits. If you came here, no benefits at all for anything ever again. Nothing.
You never vote. That's the big thing. That's the big thing, is that you don't vote. because that is how they're able to change. They're incentivized to vote for who's going to give them the stuff. You take that play out. They'll never become citizens. You tie up birthright citizenship into that where that no longer exists, and you take them out of the census. If Democrats care about these people, make them put their money where their mouth is. You put them on the defensive.
Yeah, well, they're not going to vote. They're going to be like, oh, we can't do that. We have to make these people citizens. Let me ask you this real quick. Virginia, you guys just voted a bunch of new taxes in with your new governor. Have they taken an effect yet?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to sound bad, but I don't make $600,000 or $1 million. And my wife is going to be the one hurt with the Amazon stuff, but it's really not going to impact me that I see.
Oh, you're outing your wife. Wow.
Yeah, she's the one that's ordering the Amazon, so it's going to hurt her. She's out of her mind. She's a Brennan clone, pretty much. She basically groomed her for this position. Another easy one.
Oh,
you disobey the federal government. You're like, lock these and hold them in jail for an extended period till the situation is resolved. You don't need to charge them. It's insurrection.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. They got to do something. And everything has been kid gloves, and I don't know why they're doing it with kid gloves. It seems like the government had a lot of power when they were going after people who walked through velvet ropes.
So that's the point. And the problem is that they've already set the stage where anything he does is going to be looked at as he's Hitler, he's a tyrant, he's this, that, and the other. He's already given them that.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like, you can either let them do what they're doing, or if you're going to really, you can't be playing these half measures because you're leaving ICE out there to dry. You're leaving Customs Border Patrol. You're hanging them out.
And that's not fair for those guys because they're not trained to deal with those types of situations.
And they're going to go to jail for 850 years. They'll probably come up with something to keep them alive just so they serve out their full sentence. Like that's what they're dead set on if the Democrats take power.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right, Al Killer, that was a great call. Hey, guys, we're going to call that one Rothschilds Run the Show. Put that caller out. And then also the guy who was in the Franklin cover-up, he was being groomed. Veteran says he was groomed to recruit people for the Franklin scandal. That was what was called the Franklin scandal. Thanks for calling, Al Killer. Let's go to Duke in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Duke.
Back with his call, the only way to get rid of the problem that Americans are facing right now, which is losing their homes and their jobs and everything, because the jobs that kept Americans going through the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s were the construction jobs. That's when you could lose a job here, and then you could go find another job over here, your restaurant jobs. Those jobs are gone for Americans. I mean, the number of foreigners that are in those jobs is astronomical. They've taken over all them jobs. That's why Americans are hurting so bad. And I'm talking about the middle class and the poor. But, you know, if you can hit them federally, that's fine. Take away any funds that they're getting, medically, housing and stuff like that, stuff that they don't give Americans, of course, that are hurting and need it. But if you can hit them federally with that, and then you can hit the jobs, hit the construction owners, the company owners, those are the people that are actually facilitating what is going on. I mean, you can't really blame them. I mean, yeah, they need people to work for them and fine. Yeah, I understand. But it should be Americans first, not foreigners first. And that's what we have here. That's why Americans are hurt so bad, and I'm talking about the middle class.
Sure. Yeah, there was a great cartoon, and it was the old lady on no welfare, and she had like some eggs and some milk, couple items, and then behind her was the lady on welfare who had like a full basket, and she was, you know, from some nameless brown country, and, you know, in her traditional garb, pushing a giant cart of groceries. And that's what we've done to our country. We've enabled people to come here and get the American dream without earning it. They didn't earn their position where they're at. They earned it through just being, a nameless poor person that could be used to supplement a vote or be there for as a political force when needed. I guess that's a good way of saying it.
Zombies.
design. Of course, it's all by design because you have Americans that are on, you know, most of the homeless people are white Americans, Mexican, some Indians, not even really a whole lot of Mexicans, mainly Indians. But you don't see a bunch of foreigners that are homeless, not here in my state of Oklahoma, but you see a lot of white people and you do see a lot of Indians, you know, and people give up and they just, you know, they can't fight the system by themselves and that's who they are. And they just say, well, to hell with it. I don't have anything. I'm going to live on the street. But, you know, that's all by design. You know, this is the destruction of America, Americans. This is how they do it. And, you know, I called about other things, but you know, we got on this subject and it's a very serious subject because, I'm sick and tired of it. I mean, I don't get any assistance. I'm a true American. I don't get any assistance. I don't want any assistance.
Right.
But if I need it, I can't get it.
No, you don't qualify. You don't qualify.
There. Okay. You said it's qualification.
Yeah.
So what do I got to do? Change my name to Jose?
Or Jose B. Hey, Duke, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to try to slide in one more call. Thanks for the call from Oklahoma. Let's go to Baker in California. He's talking about the Epstein files and also Trump should bring back Doge. Go ahead, Baker.
Yeah, dude. Okay. Rob, by the way, sick band, dude. Was that you singing?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. That was the false flags.
I love it. No, dude, truth is stranger than fiction, man. Are you on Spotify?
No.
Well, I'll check you out.
I refuse to get on Spotify, but you can find that song on YouTube and on band.video.
Okay. Yeah, dude, listen, man, at the beginning of this year, when they were doing Doge and everything, that was insanely popular, dude, including people that are on the left.
Yeah.
People that are like raging liberals and stuff. I was talking to them and they were like disgusted that our money was going to this stuff. And it was like unifying people. So just keep doing that, man, because a lot of people want to see the whole system brought down. And listen, there's things that we all disagree on, but it should mostly be just what we do on the weekends. I think we can all agree that we're being screwed. But like, this thing with
Epstein, I'm going to steal that. We just do different things on the weekends, but for the most part, we agree. We like our country. Oh, somebody did put it on Spotify, didn't they?
Spotify's life, dude. I don't know. I just can't get
it. It is on Spotify. You know what I do? I just download MP3s and put them on an MP3 player because I don't like people telling me what kind of music I can listen to. And I don't like listening to music on my phone because then somebody calls and interrupts the song. And I don't like that.
That's true. That's true. And there's people that are like, CDs are like the purest form or then vinyl or whatever. There's like, yeah. It goes, yeah. But yeah, dude, you know, I'm going to be honest, man, with this Epstein thing, at first I thought it was just, okay, he blackmailed a bunch of celebrities and people with statutory rape, which is bad. You're getting hand jobs from 16-year-olds. You probably shouldn't be doing that. You should probably be in jail. And it is bad.
Hey, I'm going to hold you over. We got a 5-minute segment coming up. We're about to go to break. I'll come right back to you, Baker. Stand by 2 minutes.
We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel and knives at theauctionstore.com. And they've had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives. And that's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it. So people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly. 4 or 5 great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last few days. Our sponsor, just really top flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it, these sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, 40-something bucks, okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, you know, my signature on it, real small. Nice little memento you support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on to your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear. So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire with Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. Yes, those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're at it, get methylene blue, Irish sea moss, and more. And check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com.
The Matrix is all around you. It consumes everything you do. You see the woman in the red dress? She's trans. Don't go on a date with her.
Speaking of weirdness in the Matrix, did anybody watch Dan Bongino's show today? He was supposed to come back on. His big comeback. I have one clip, which I'll play, and then we're going to go back to Baker, who's in California. Dan Bongino says, even after leaving the FBI, there are things he cannot talk about due to ongoing cases. Really, bro? Tell us more we don't know. Let's go to the Bongino clip. 7.
You don't know shit. You don't know anything. Just be honest that you don't know. You can have an opinion on it. I'm not telling you media people. I'm not telling you media people not to have an opinion. Have an opinion, great, it's a constitutional republic. But just be honest that you don't know shit. And he does, he's read in on all this stuff. So you're gonna be misunderstood because there are things even now, obviously I'm not gonna be able to talk about. There are ongoing cases and other things, and you guys didn't pay me, the taxpayer, to go in there and come out here and try to be some like, you know, superhero. You paid me to do the right thing. And the right thing involves keeping custody over information. So you got to be misunderstood about stuff.
Wait, he got money for doing nothing? He's literally a Dire Straits song, money for nothing. All right, Baker, let's go back to you. I just wanted to play. I hadn't seen any of the new Dan Bongino because when I went, it was, I was blocked out. It was, I guess too many people were trying to watch. But go ahead, Baker.
Hey, listen, man, that tranny is the hottest girl I've ever seen, okay? All right, the hottest woman I've ever seen was trans, so no, I'm kidding. Dude, listen, like this whole Jewish thing and the Epstein thing, this is going to be the heart of the dialogue. Like, I don't know if we're going to get any justice for any of this, but what we need to do is like the heart of the info war is this dialogue. We need to just explain to people the power structure.
Yep.
The same power structure that's willing to have a Holocaust to get Israel is the same because they want us. Like, we need to not go after the normal Jews. I know we all know this stuff, but like, you know, it's like that movie, The Pianist. Like, it's the dude who's playing the piano for all the German elite, and him and his family live in an apartment, and they work, and they're trying to survive, and now they're getting screwed over for some other bigger plan. Like, we can't do that, because they're going to try and hide behind that, and that's really what we just, I mean, to be honest, that's really the heart of all this.
Like, sure, it's not necessarily the Jewish people, it's Israel. Israel is the problem, the way they view us. And the way we view them, and you know, looking at Epstein, there's a lot of in there in those Epstein documents of how Epstein, as an Israeli Jew, viewed people in the United States and our government. He viewed us as subhuman to him.
Right, and so they want, yeah, and so they just want us as the white Anglos to go down. And so I think that's going to be really the heart of the dialogue because everyone can get on board with that. It's like, dude, this is a sick game that they're playing with us. And I mean, it's just everything, dude, the war on terror, everything. We need to like, cause we all know this, dude. And listen, X and everything has become like the heart of information and everyone's getting the news that way. But at the same time, it's still the minority of people are on, most people aren't on social media, dude. Like that's the reality. Most people really aren't, dude.
Right.
Like most people kind of just live in like a bubble. But I mean, like I don't think anyone's going to go to jail for like the whole raping kids and torturing stuff. I thought it was separate. I thought Epstein was just like, okay, they're getting them on statutory rape. They should probably go to jail. That's messed up. These girls, like, you ruined a lot of their lives. A lot of them are dumb hoes that are being groomed. A lot of them are innocent that are being groomed. But if it really is, like, how do we prove that there is like real, real satanic stuff going on? Like, how do we, like, I don't know.
Well, a lot of it is inferred, but there's also some of these phone calls or some of these emails that tie into the pizza. If you look at all the pizza emails that are in the Epstein files, and then you look at the pizza emails that are in the Podesta files, and then you look at, you know, the Podesta people are all wearing red shoes. And then you look at the artwork of the Podesta people, and it's like little girls in red shoes that are all tied up in chairs, but they're all wearing red shoes. I mean, you have to kind of look and put these things together. It's all done on purpose. And there's these, the art that they like is all grotesque and disgusting. And there's the lady who's a painter who's like painting pictures of little kids chopping up babies. You know, who paints like this? Who does this? Thanks for your call, Baker. We got more calls coming up. You're watching The War Room, start of the third hour.
Energy shots have been all the rage for decades because they really work. But most of them are full of dyes and toxic stimulants and have huge crashes. We set out to develop a product at thealexstore.com that has all the very best adaptogens, nootropics to biohack your body and not just help your brain, but every cell in your entire body. We've done it, ladies and gentlemen. Mind Fuel is next level with no letdown, no crash. It is very strong. So I take half a shot in the morning, half in the afternoon, and it's just amazing. And again, the effects go on for days and days and days because these are super nutrients that are in Mind Fuel. For the time I have here, I can't tell you all the incredible ingredients. So go to thealexshowstore.com and look at what is in it. And of course, proprietary herbal ingredients as well. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com and secure your Mind Fuel and be the reason we'll always be on the air. Thank you so much for your support. If you love our other products, you're going to love Mind Fuel.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Rob Dude. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Probably one of the coolest music videos from my childhood is this one. And, you know, seeing where the technology was back then and where it is now. Like, back then the technology was made, we're gonna like make art and push the limits on things and make cool movies, and now it's all about controlling people's opinions. And there was probably a lot of that back in the day, but it was also on giving people a little bit of escape from their jobs. People worked hard, and then they went to concerts to blow off steam. Or they watched a little TV to blow off some steam. Or, you know, they went out and partied with their friends to blow off some steam. But then they went back to work because, you know, that's what you did. You know, you wanted to make money, you went to work. And now we've got a society where it's like, how can I get out of doing work? How can I create a system where I don't do any work and I suck off of other people's labor and live this life as a, you know, kind of a billionaire who lives in no country. I'm part of no country. I'm a man to my own. And that's kind of where we're at. Speaking of curmudgeons, we have that clip of Trump talking about Ilhan Omar. I haven't watched this clip yet, but supposedly Trump says we're right on their ass. He goes off on Somali fraud and says they're not an asset to our society. It should be clip 16. Let's play it.
Rigged to say it. Really rigged badly with the Somalians and the Somalians and the theft. And I guess you studied it, but I hear it's over $19 billion, okay? Jesus. Can you imagine? They have a country where they have no money, they have no nothing, and they come over here and they steal. They're able to steal more than $19 billion. And we're right on their ass.
Yeah, that was one of the first cases when I got an
These are people that don't work.
Yeah.
Dan, these are people that don't work.
Shut up.
These are people that are just not an asset to our society, to put it mildly. And we got to get them out, most of them. And it's most of them.
I want to tell the audience.
92% don't work.
Yeah.
And they have an unbelievable system, corrupt system of welfare. You know, many of them drive Mercedes-Benzes, had nothing when they came over. The good news is, you notice
money
they don't see ships being stolen anymore from Somalia? Because we hit those guys with the same weapon that we take out the drug dealers from the ocean. We stop every time we hit a boat. We knocked out. We saved 25,000 lives. Each boat, and pretty accurate, each boat is responsible for the death of 25,000 Americans. Think of that, okay? And we knock them out like candy. We are knocking them out. We also do that with the pirates in Somalia. That's why you don't see ships being taken anymore, because they don't play games. So, you know, they were stealing ships every day. Now it takes courage to steal ships. They don't do it. You understand.
That's a great sample of Trump just steamrolling somebody. And yeah, that was Dan Bongino's first day back. And I'm sure Trump said, I'll come on your show, help promote it. It'll be great. Eh, Dan, you did so good. I don't think Dan did that good of a job, honestly. But, you know, maybe we'll see something. But we haven't seen anything yet. It's been a year. Haven't seen much. You know, now we're past. It's, let's see, 11, 12, 13 days past a year. A year plus 13 days. And we haven't seen anybody go to even get arrested yet. Aside from Comey, who got off, and Letitia James, who got off already. So Bolton's just sitting around. We'll see what happens to him. Sean in California, we're going back to your calls. We're going to finish up this 18 minutes left in this segment. And then when we come back on the other side, it's Alex Jones reports for the whole half hour from stuff we did over the weekend. We did a lot of work over the weekend. Alex never sleeps. Let's go, Sean. How you doing today?
Hey, Rob. I'm doing good. Just real fast, with people talking about the Epstein thing, or no arrest, if the courts are going to abdicate their responsibility, then we, the people, have to create the presentments and the indictments to give to our sheriffs and governors respectfully, and this way they can engage their deputies or the state marshals to bring in people in those jurisdictions for arrest. But they got to form the general jail assemblies. And last time I talked to you about it, Rob, I haven't seen any uptick in my website traffic as far as people volunteering to do that. So it's really on we the people if we want justice, whether we phone them, whether we show up at their place and petition them, or whether we do it ourselves. It's really on us, the people. It's, you know, it's not the criminal justice system. That's for the criminals. We, the people, got to make our own justice system that's lawful, legal, and for the victims. What do you think, my friend?
I like that. Plug your website.
Yeah, national-assembly.net and also restore-america.org. We will get you plugged in. We'll show you how to do it. We'll keep you from getting arrested, because our job's not to go and kick in the doors of the courthouse. Our job is to serve legal, lawful notice, and to get these folks aware that they have a responsibility per the oath of the Constitution to protect their constituents, whether they're a sheriff or their deputies or the governor or the state troopers. Give you an opposite view. Remember what Clinton did with his state troopers, all that wickedness?
Right.
Imagine if he had state troopers and he used them for good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of power. You know, hey, a lot of power. We the people pay him.
Sean, leave your number with the call screener. Danny's back there. Leave your number with him. And I think I'm doing the show Wednesday. I think I'm doing the War Room because I think Harrison's going to do Alex's show again on Wednesday. I'll have you on for a segment or two, and we can talk about this. Send me some information, and we can present this to people on how to take back, how to bring people to justice who deserve it. I think that's where we should start.
Sounds good. I'll draft a little something up and have a little bit better of a spiel rather than going off the fly like I'm doing right now.
Right, we'll right. Let's do it. Let's do it right and get people there, get people moving. I'm all with you. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Sean in New York. Two Sean's in a row. Let's talk about Mandami and Epstein. He's Epstein's baby. You think he is?
I do. Clown Car 42, sir. What's up, Rob?
Hey,
listen,
hey.
I think this Mandami is actually the son of Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, I can believe
it. If you put their pictures side by side and you see some of the reactions and stuff.
Yeah, because I've
never seen the father.
Yeah.
I've only seen the mother.
Right. Well, and you see the mother with the baby with Epstein.
Even better. Even better. So he's already, been modified. So, and another thing, too, these guys, de Blasio did it right before he became mayor. They run off and they get married like weeks before. And it's usually to somebody who's nobody he's ever seen before. So I'm thinking most of these people might not have really wanted to get married, especially to the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if this is the case, can we impeach him considering he is under immigrant status? And if you're under immigrant status and you do anything that is against our sovereign protection mm-hmm. by promoting and supporting a terrorist group like Holy Land 5, how come we're not allowed to rip him out of there? And considering he's only been picked on 7% of the Democratic vote to begin with, the Democrats got to be picked.
Right. And they're already protesting him. Some of his supporters, they're already protesting the guy. And he's already abdicated his duties as mayor.
He said that he was going to raise the rent for the rich so that he could pay for the buses. And then he raised the buses on everybody.
Yeah. Hey, that's what they do. I mean, we saw what happened in Virginia. All those taxes went up. You know, you're getting You're getting Uber car service. You're paying a tax on that. You're getting deliveries from Amazon. You're getting taxed on that. I mean, they were raising property taxes on people, raising sales tax. I mean, it's just how much tax can we raise? And you notice how it wasn't like, well, 4 months or 5 months into her term. It was like the first week of her term. Spam burgers going, we're going to raise taxes on these people because that's what affordability is all about. It's affordability so we can have affordability to do what we want, and you live like a serf just trying to keep your head above water.
Spam burger. What a big scumburger.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, whatever happened to the guy, the ShamWow guy running for 31st Congressional District down there in Texas? I heard you guys talking about him.
Well, I haven't looked up much into him. Actually, that would be a good idea to get him on.
If you'd like to, I'll call him right now.
Call him now. You got my number.
Yeah? All right, I will.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling.
Put me on hold.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold. Call him right now if we can get him on. We'll have him on right now. We got 13 minutes before we're going to break. All right, let's go to Vic in Nevada. Photo of Epstein's body. Is this the comparison between the earlobes that you want to talk about, Vic?
Hey, well, I just wanted to say I have a number of different issues that think that should be brought to the public's attention. And one of them is that you take a look at the photo that they released that supposedly killed Epstein. And there's no way. It looks like somebody put some lipstick on him and watered him down a little bit. That guy's not dead. He's somewhere else. They probably took him off the chessboard and moved him back to Israel and told him, here, we're going to change your face and you keep your mouth shut and go away. That's what they did with him. He's not dead. That's bullshit. Who dies from toilet paper, okay? And they won't show us the real video stuff. They're giving us all this folky bull crap. So that's what they did with that. You guys have some best investigative forensics look at that photo. That doesn't kill anybody. I've shot a lot of animals, and I'm telling you right now, that wouldn't even kill a billy goat and a baby. So don't put that one past me. The other thing is that I wanted to say that Louis Gohmert, he knew all about how Obama weeded through everybody on the FBI and they got rid of all the good agents.
Yeah.
And you should have him as a guest. He was a congressman, and he could tell you all about how Robert Mueller messed up the FBI by they weeded out everybody who was a normal patriot, Louis Gohmert. I'm sure you probably know about him. The other thing I wanted to talk about is when the FBI announced that they were going to go out to Arkansas, Little Rock, and pick up all of the Clinton initiative records and take them back, the FBI, and take them back to D.C., and then we never heard another word about any of that, of course, because I guess the FBI, what they do is they go and find stuff, vacuum it up, all the information, and then they just bury it and probably blackmail people with what they know. So
I'm sure that's a lot of what happens. I hope that doesn't happen in Georgia. And I think that's why Tulsi Gabbard was down there, to make sure they probably had some certain things they were looking for that they had identified as red flags. And
exactly.
They say she was making a call, and that was probably to the president.
I know you're running low on time.
Yeah.
And you need to talk to Doc Chambers and say that there needs to be a law for all these AI institutions that they need to be offshore and they need to build their own desalinization plants and electricity offshore, not to interfere with regular American people.
Sure, and stop stealing our power. And I think it should be illegal for the government to show a piece of AI as on the TV or anything. They should not, like what they did with you saw Utah state government show this the supposed shooter of Charlie Kirk, but it was an augmented image. It wasn't even a real image. And then you've got the one of the congressmen, or I don't know if it was a senator or congressman, showing that AI picture of Pretty when he's about to be shot, and like half of the you know, the Border Patrol guys are missing arms and heads and stuff. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. You should not be allowed to use AI augmented images in government at all. It should be against the law.
Fraud.
Yeah, it's fraud. I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, the other thing, last thing I would say is that, there should be no tie to these. You shouldn't wear a tie when you go to a protest, because one of these whack jobs will grab onto your tie and try to choke you off.
Yeah, Gerald Celente doesn't wear a tie for that reason, but it was from nuns slapping the crap out of him.
Well, anyways, I'm trying to tip you off because I see some of you guys at some of these, you know, videoing these protesters who are lunatics, and they'll run over and grab you by the tie. And Jonathan, by the way, this guy named Jonathan Gilliam, he wrote a book called Sheep No More, and he had a guy do that to him, and he was an ex-Navy SEAL and damn near choked him off.
Oh, yeah.
So I just wanted to push that along.
I would never wear a tie to a protest, my friend, but I do carry my 200-decibel whistle, so if somebody tries to put a bullhorn or whistle in my face, I come back at them with twice the power because that's how I am. I don't mess around. All right, thanks for calling, Vic. Let's go to Robert in Alabama. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Rob.
How you doing, buddy?
I know this is off subject. The Epstein files, watched it all. I mean, it takes a degenerate to watch it and then keep saying, but what is going on with Mike Adams? Are you guys not even comfortable with it? Because like Laura Loomer, she'll go off the rails, but I also will listen to Laura Loomer.
Yeah. Well, today, listen, everybody's got their thing that they get mad at. And I like Mike Adams. I think Mike Adams is great. He's got a lot of health information. Oh. He's not a Trump fan right now. I can tell you that. But is there something specific you're talking about?
Yes, it is. He reposted because the two agents that were in that actual fight, and if you've ever been in the battle, nobody knows what's going on. But he doxed them today. And like at night, I will listen to Mike for his health and everything. I've ordered Italian food. Like I go over for calories from my Patriot Supply.
Yeah.
I've got stocks of it, but he is going nuts. And then he keeps going plural, plural, plural on the murders. I'm like, is he bought off? Did somebody come to him and say, you're going to go this route? Well, I mean.
Well, and also, I think Mike's coming from the position of he doesn't want the government on the streets at all. And I can see that position. I could totally see that position. Cause here's the problem. You let ICE go around and go into communities and grab people. Okay. For immigration purposes. Now Democrats get in power. And then it's suddenly we're using ICE with the FBI to go in and get people doing other things. So that's what he's looking at. I'm almost positive that's what Mike Adams is looking at when it comes to that.
No, you know, I live right by you guys. I was there forever. In Central Texas. I moved from that area because it was becoming a crap hole.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I get all
smart to move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know your office is. It's irrelevant. But the point I'm making is, can he just calm it down? Because I can't even listen to him at night. Because I'll listen to him on gold and silver. I'll get another angle.
Sure.
I'll listen to him on the health stuff. Oh, he's helped me out so much, but everything. I mean, he's gone off the freaking rails. Petty was murdered. Okay. Well, maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but that's all I was going with the feedback on that one. And by the way, you can't shoot threes.
Who can't shoot threes?
Low post. You.
Oh, yeah, I know.
In your low post game by this 6-foot dude playing over at the YMCA.
Wait, where did you see me play basketball?
Right downtown at the YMCA.
I never played downtown at the YMCA. Fake news, bro. Maybe Owen. Oh, you're talking about Owen Schroyer. Yeah. I played Owen.
I played
him one time.
You used to play down there every once in a while. This is like years ago.
I played in a couple of leagues, but hey, we're getting off the rails with basketball. But I used to play in a couple rec leagues, and I made a couple threes, but I never really shot threes. I was a garbage man. I'm in there getting rebounds and setting screens. That's what I'm doing. Thanks for your call. Last caller, Steve in Alaska. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, buddy. So, seen that thing earlier with Bongino real fast. I mean, I don't understand why anybody would ever want to watch that dude again after he cried about getting a vaccine.
Yeah.
That's just my honest opinion. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he did zero and got money for it, I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of the guy.
Right.
On the topic of Epstein and the fake photos, okay,
mm-hmm.
The government has a history of faking people's deaths. I'm going to tell you, I hunt moose here in Alaska, okay, and I use a 308, and usually I use about a 165 grain. Most 30-aught sixes are 180 grain or higher. And I know what a 308 does to a moose's insides. And the neck is a soft tissue area. It's the same as a heart a liver and all the rest of that. It either got shredded. So
you're talking about Charlie Kirk, though, not – yeah, Charlie Kirk. I think you said Epstein, but I think you meant Charlie Kirk. Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to progress to Epstein. Epstein's photos were definitely different. And this was something that came out how many years ago? Like 8-10 years ago now?
Yeah, well, after he died, people showed it.
Him on the stretcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, showed him on a stretcher and showed him side by side.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, the government did that, just like the government or somebody ended up doing the same thing with Charlie Kirk. And if people don't think that, well, this is a conspiracy, no, it's not. Open your eyes and understand that they have the power to open up a prison cell door and let you out if they want to let you out.
Yep.
I don't have that power. They do.
Yep.
So people need to start waking up to these things and quit believing what they see on that old good old-fashioned television and on social media, and especially with all these AI renderings these days. Oh, my God, it's only going to get worse.
Oh, I agree. So, you really got to be on your toes, because I look at things, I'm like, the first thing I look at, I go, this can't be true. It's got to be AI.
Yep. Now, I got to do a quick plug real quick for Kirk Elliott. Now, I am a person that does collect silver. I collected it prior to contacting Kirk, but I got in it when it was about 30 an ounce, and then after the markups and everything, it was about 37 by the time I got my silver from him. And I remember somebody called up right after I was talking to Alex about it, about what a good experience I had with Kirk Elliott and his team, and they're like, oh, yeah, Kirk Elliott doesn't know nothing. Well, I think I won that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're looking good right now, even with the drop. You're still looking good.
Yep.
And, the drop, to me, that's a buying opportunity as far as I'm concerned. You listening to me, Rob? Rob's a silver bug as well.
Yeah, that's the way it is, man. You know, I appreciate you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. I mean, I don't always have to agree with everything that you guys say, but I guarantee you this, we're on the same page on 99% of the rest of it.
Hey, man, we all just want to live free and be healthy. I mean, you know, I think health is the most, as I get older, health is the most paramount thing. And that's one of the reasons why I use a lot of the products at thealexjonesstore.com, especially the methylene blue in the capsule form. Let me tell you, since I've been taking that, zero brain fog when I wake up. I wake up in the morning and I'm awake. I'm not like, I can't think and I got to walk around a little bit. No, I'm awake. Me and Rob had some drinks on Friday night. Wake up the next day, no problems. Why? Because I'm taking methylene blue, and I only take one capsule every other day. So imagine, you know, if it's helping an old 51-year-old man like me, what it can do for you. So go to thealexjonesstore.com, check out the methylene blue. We also have methylene red. We have the creatine. I have my son on the creatine. He loves it. He said it helps him out in school. He's thinking better. In fact, this morning, we had to kind of hurry this morning, and he was a little miffed that he didn't get to do his creatine, but he loves it. He said you can't even really taste it. He mixes it with water, drinks it every day. We used to have the creatine gummies. I don't think we sell those anymore, but the creatine powder is what you want to get and mix that in. I would say mix that in with protein powder and raw milk. That's the way to go. So without further ado, we got some Alex Jones reports. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me at Dews News, DewsNewz. And keep on rocking, InfoWarriors. This has been a good one. And I'll probably see you on Wednesday. Take care. InfoWarsStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, band up.
RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game-changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow.
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something.
Sure.
Crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing methylene blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our methylene blue. Our methylene blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up. So I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you could feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff. So thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Have 20 years of court records, lawsuits, FBI interviews, city police interviews, county police interviews, and notice it's just recycled chain does that were proven to be liars or didn't even exist that law firms filed, schizophrenic crazies, you know, all sorts of garbage like that. But all the credible witnesses, including the victims, said Trump never did anything to them. Trump wrongly, because of all the national security issues, the connections to CIA, Mossad, and MI6, did at first basically say, let's move on,
Let's not look at this. I investigated all this 10 years ago before I endorsed Trump. I'm just defending the facts here and saying we need prosecutions of the deep state. We need to go after the CIA and Mossad and MI6. And we need to bring the globalists to justice.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the release of the Epstein files, 3+ million of them, 180,000 images, over 2,000 videos by the Justice Department yesterday, is a giant victory. It's a victory for the American people, forcing the Uniparty to bring the information out, to have Congress pass a law demanding it. But it's important to analyze how the establishment is trying to smokescreen the keys there that they don't want us looking at. We'll talk about it in detail here on each point. Number one, we're not talking about who was using the blackmail. Where are the thousands of hard drives and video cassettes and DVDs went? And we know. They're not talking about the Mossad or MI6, and that information is in the documents, or Lex Wexner. We'll be getting to that, going back decades with Epstein. And all of the stuff and focus on Trump that I'll get to in a moment needs to be looked at, and we'll talk about it. But it's distracting away from Bill Gates and the dozens of top Democrat billionaires who were caught red-handed at the Isle of Underage Girls. Bill Gates with venereal diseases, trying to secretly drug his wife. We know all that stuff's real because much of it's already come out, and Melinda Gates left him. So we're going to get to all this, and we're going to look at the different sectors of this. We're going to look at the millions of files and what they have in them, and which ones we think we can trust and which ones we can't. We're also going to look at the effect of new files coming in until December 19th of last year. Most people don't even know that, what's in those, and the phenomenon of people posting fake and edited files now to confuse people online. Well, we have a few examples of those that are verifiable that we'll show you right now. On screen, Exhibit 1 is CNN last year reporting on the fact that the FBI was creating a list and database of new claims pouring in against President Trump with just phone calls and letters and people coming in and saying, you know, I was, you know, raped here, I was raped there. And they would follow up on it in almost every case, zero evidence, or they were schizophrenics and lunatics. And CNN tried to spin it that, oh, Trump's keeping a list of the Trump stuff, but then not pointing out that it was innocuous. Now that that information has been released, we have more examples of people just calling the FBI and saying, in last summer, I was at Mar-a-Lago and I saw Elon do this and I saw Trump do that. Again, totally made up stuff. So the Epstein files are always growing. That's why it's over 3 million of them, because anything up until December 19th that was sent in was turned over. So again, this isn't about defending Trump. Trump wrongly, because of all the national security issues, the connections to CIA, Mossad, and MI6, did at first basically say, let's move on, let's not look at this. But once they turned around and tried to blame him and claim there was stuff he was hiding, he said 4 or 5 months ago, release it all. And now that's the process that you're seeing. And notice it's just recycled chain does that were proven to be liars or didn't even exist, that law firms filed, schizophrenic crazies, you know, all sorts of garbage like that. But in the case of the airline the CIA was running, and in the case of Epstein, and the case of these dozens of billionaires that are top leftists, it's real meat and potatoes with real witnesses, real victims. And those same witnesses and victims say they never saw President Trump at the island or never saw him anywhere else. Only one of them ever even was at Mar-a-Lago, and she said Trump was nothing but a gentleman. So we already knew all of this. That's the point. But by the Trump administration going along with the cover-up to not embarrass all these globalists, by extension, it did make him guilty and people not trust him. So within these files, we have 20 years of court records, lawsuits, FBI interviews, city police interviews, county police interviews, all of that's in there, and letters written in, affidavits from good people, crazy people, a whole mix. But all the credible witnesses, including the victim, said Trump never did anything to him. And it was Trump that first dropped the dime 18 years ago at Mar-a-Lago when Epstein was there trying to pick up the young girls and first got him put in jail. I investigated all this 10 years ago before I endorsed Trump. But again, why did Trump then go along with the cover-up? Because he was protecting powerful people in the establishment, and that made him lose a lot of credibility to the American people and was wrong. So I'm just reporting the facts, but just look at this one example. I've already found a bunch. You have the claimant going to the feds and giving all these wild stories, and they find out that she's a mentally ill person that does this to other people all the time. It's been in and out of mental institutions. But then the folks online, here's the example, that posted the document that's in the Epstein data dump, cut out where the feds say the person is not credible. And you've had these actresses that got caught saying they were victims, and later that comes out. But people remember seeing this. They remember hearing it. And so it doesn't matter that it gets discredited or proven to be a lie later. Then E. Jean Carroll, and the fact that she got caught in all those lies. Remember that? Wearing a dress she said he raped her in or grabbed her in, that Vogue said they didn't produce till 2 years later. It goes on and on. So I'm not defending Trump. I'm just defending the facts here and saying we need prosecutions of the deep state. We need to go after the CIA and Mossad and MI6. That we need to bring the globalists to justice. And we have had the Justice Department trying to cover this up. But we, the American people, forced it out. Now let's go to the real information that's in there and vet all of this and just continue to push to bring down the globalists, the deep state, with this information. So that's the facts. We'll continue to go over all of this, but people posting old, disproven information and cutting out the part where they even admit it was a lie, that is serious deception and borders on the criminal. Thank you so much. Please follow me right here at Real Hawk Jones. More reports coming.
If ICE comes to L.A., I mean, they're already here, you know, in little batches, but if they come here like they did in Minnesota, acting like that shit, ICE agents are going to die. I'm calling it right now. New York, too. You motherfuckers are gonna die in the streets. I hope you're ready for that shit. I hope you're ready to get trampled, fucking ripped apart.
Nada más para notificarle a los de ICE que ahorita voy a comprar unos tomates. No llevo ni ciudadanía ni residencia, pero llevo esta herramienta misteriosa. Ustedes vean si quieren unos tres planazos en la panza. Solo miren, ve. ¡Ay, papá! Ya se me hace que le estoy dando sus tres vergazos.
So as you know, there's a phenomenon of thousands of crazy leftists online, TikTok, Facebook, X, calling for violence, calling for shooting, calling for killing Trump, his supporters, ICE agents. But now, just the last few days, I've seen a bunch of videos of people on their official accounts using their real names saying, if I see ICE agents on the streets, I'm going to attack them with a machete. Well, guys, you don't want to bring a knife to a gunfight. You've already, you know, rammed agents and people got killed. You've already done all the rest of this stuff. Now you want to bring a knife to a gunfight. That's kind of the Darwin Awards for being an idiot, isn't it? Where have I heard of this or seen this in movies before? Energy shots have been all the rage for decades because they really work. But most of them are full of dyes and toxic stimulants and have huge crashes. We set out to develop a product at thealexshieldstore.com that has all the very best adaptogens, nootropics to biohack your body and not just help your brain, but every cell in your entire body. We've done it, ladies and gentlemen. Mind Fuel is next level with no letdown, no crash. It is very strong. So I take half a shot in the morning, half in the afternoon, and it's just amazing. And again, the effects go on for days and days and days because these are super nutrients that are in Mind Fuel. For the time I have here, I can't tell you all the incredible ingredients. So go to thealexshieldstore.com and look at what is in it and, of course, proprietary herbal ingredients as well. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com and secure your Mind Fuel and be the reason we'll always be on the air. Thank you so much for your support. If you love our other products, you're going to love Mind Fuel. Ladies and gentlemen, the 3 million-plus Epstein files that just got released Friday are devastating. We've been reviewing them. It's got the smoking gun of human trafficking, sex slavery, torture, you name it. We're about to break it down right now. It is Sunday, February 1st, 2026. And I have had time to scan through much of the 3 million files and look at all the great research of human researchers and AI scanning of the files, and it is massive. It is so devastating, all right? Now, most of the media and a lot of leftist activists are trying to focus on Trump and the few things that are there, and we'll look at it, we'll look at all of it. But this is bigger than Donald Trump. This is confirmed Epstein emails with top Democrats and scientists and others literally saying, we're having a pizza party. We got one piece of pizza for seven people. We may bring more pizza. And now they're glowing and empowering how great this pizza is going to be and the types of pizza it is. Okay? This is very similar to what is in the WikiLeaks documents that came out in 2016 that were confirmed to be John Podesta in upstate New York at a secluded farm with a hot tub and pool and the 7, 9-year-old kids delivered for his pleasure and the Aleister Crowley rituals. That's all real. And this stuff is even crazier. They're talking about torturing people. They're talking about the benefits of transgenderism to sexualize children. And they can't deny it's even hitting mainstream news. It is absolutely incredible. We're about to break it down right now. Now, obviously, the globalist system, the intelligence agencies that have been running all of this, and that's also come out in this and previous data, Mossad, CIA, MI6, and others, they're going to try to spin this and make it all about Trump. If Trump was implicated in this Aleister Crowley stuff and the sex magic and the pedophilia, I'd be all over his ass. But that's not what's here. It's all Democrats. It's brokerage firm heads. It's billionaire Wall Street titans. It's the heads of Harvard and the head scientists at Harvard and, you know, the head biological evolutionary scientist. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I posted on X dozens and dozens of these emails, and there's just more and more and more. All how this is a transhumanist death cult that seeks to basically destroy society. And if we will hurt our children, if we will make them a currency of evil, then we'll do anything. So I noticed as soon as this stuff came out Friday, I started covering it and talked about Bill Gates and diseases for underage girls and trying to drug his wife, you know, secretly with antibiotics because he thought he'd gotten her disease. People are like, why aren't you covering Trump? Why aren't you covering Trump? All the stuff in there is Jane Doe's that were disproven to be false. All the rest of it. He was never at the island. The victims all said they never saw Trump except at Mar-a-Lago, one of them, and that he was nice. So Trump's problem was, is he got convinced of the new administration to try to shut it down. But you notice Trump came out last night and said, you know, now that I've learned this came out, I'm glad I'm exonerated. No crap.
Mr. President, what did you think of the latest release of Epstein files, and do you think your critics will be satisfied with?
Well, they should be, because it looked like this guy Wolf, who's a writer, was conspiring with Epstein to do harm to me. And I didn't see it myself, but I was told by some very important people that not only does it absolve me, it's the opposite of what people were hoping, you know, the radical left, that Wolf, who's a third-rate writer, was conspiring with Jeffrey Epstein to hurt me, politically or otherwise, and that came through loud and clear. So we'll probably sue Wolf on that.
But he was told for national security, cover it up. So that makes him guilty by extension of being part of this, and that's pissed a bunch of Republicans off that I'm telling the truth. But I called this a year ago for my sources and the rest of it. I've been covering this really before anybody. So you got one camp saying I'm covering up for Trump. Another camp, saying that just leave the Democrats alone. It's about the facts, folks. You have the Podestas. You have the Clintons. You have Bill Gates. You have all these Harvard heads and all these other university heads up to their eyeballs at pizza parties with the single slices of pizza and things being delivered, and you have the FBI manuals where this is all the key code words they use that's also in the WikiLeaks. I mean, think about the magnitude of the stuff you're reading on screen, and go to Real Alex Jones and read it, or go to the actual data file that the DOJ released that we've linked to the DOJ at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com. I mean, it is incredible. So listen, this is bigger than Donald Trump. Go after Donald Trump. You can find something great. I don't have a dog in that fight. Okay, and I said Trump mishandled all this. But you have the Democrats caught red-handed. And anybody saying you're covering up for Trump when we post these documents that are real is literally aiding and abetting these people. So I'm sick of the whole system. I'm the guy that coined the term false left right paradigm. With Trump, he was more of a rebel. We had a chance to challenge that, and you've seen him come after him. He's far from perfect. But this, the whole world doesn't revolve around Donald Trump. So those of you saying, don't look at this every time I post this stuff that's real, they don't challenge it. They just say, don't post, you're covering up for Trump. Bullshit. If I find anything with Trump in its substance, I will go after him instantly, and everybody knows that, all right? Also in the files are all these letters to Robert Trivers, the top evolutionary theorist biologist in the world, hands down. And Epstein talking about how great this is, again, to train us. It will accept turning boys into girls and girls into boys, which is even real. It's like South Park. You can't become a dolphin even if you think so. Have a fake dolphin fin put on you. That now people will accept designer babies, human cloning, everything, which I told you 25 years ago was the plan because it's in the Tavistock Institute MI6 documents. That's how I knew back in 2009 they're going to release a virus, have 6 feet apart, give you a vaccine that erases your immune system because it was in different UN documents in the Rockefeller plan as well the next year, Operation Lockstep. So I've known all this. I've exposed it before this stuff came out about Epstein being into cloning and having hundreds of babies himself. I said all that. Peter Nygaard got convicted of all this. He was heavily involved with Epstein as well. So now we need to say, okay, the public forced the release of these documents. We put pressure on Trump, pressure on Congress. It got released. 3+ million documents, hundreds of thousands of images, 2,000 videos. Now we need prosecutions. Now we need to beat the drum to prosecute everybody involved. And that means a hell of a lot of Democrats. So the media has tried to spin this. Trump stepped right into the trap of going along with the cover-up because they convinced him it was an attack on him. Now he's like, wow, see, this vindicates me. I'm going to sue the author, Wolf, who is in the emails saying, yeah, we know Trump's innocent and Epstein's saying he's innocent. So how do we cook something up to get him? But see, Trump has bad advisors, people that are in on this, people that are setting him up. It's absolutely disgusting. So this is a big, big, big deal. So go to Infowars.com, get the documents. We're posting more right now. We got links to the DOJ. Go check them for yourself. And that's important because there's also people posting fake documents online or edited ones where part of it's real and other stuff's edited in. But this is massive. There's also, there was a tip line set up that ran all the way until December of last year where any schizophrenic could just call in and say whatever they wanted. There's stuff in there about Elon Musk and Trump that was proven to not be true with known schizophrenics. But if you want to investigate that stuff and believe it, fine, great. Investigate that until the cows come home. But we have them red-handed with the Podesta garbage. We have them red-handed with the Bill Gates garbage. We have them red-handed with the head of Harvard and their head scientist and all the rest of it. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier. So keep digging, keep looking, keep posting, and we'll be covering it all at Infowars.com/show, band.video, just so much more. But just God bless you all. This is a big victory forcing all this out. Now we need to force the prosecutions. That's up to us. Look in the mirror. You got to take action. You got to get the word out. You got to make this the top story. And all you people saying, don't cover all this confirmed stuff with sex slavery, it covers up for Trump. No, it doesn't. You are covering up for the pedophiles when you do that. You find something real on Trump, let's go after him too. Bottom line, this is smoking gun proof of hardcore child abuse, torture, and Satanism on top of all the stuff that already came out in WikiLeaks was confirmed to be real. If the Justice Department doesn't take action now with this information, they are complicit. And on top of it, it's all Democrats. It's all top leftists. Hundreds of them. Take action now, Trump.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
On Friday, the Justice Department released over 3 million files, 180,000 photos, over 2,000 videos. And in the emails, it talks about Ms. Mondami at these Epstein events. So people searched it. They found real photos. Ross confirmed them. There's fake photos obviously being spewed out by folks using AI, but we posted the real photos. And this goes right back to Macron, and how he was 14, dating the teacher at his school, It's the same story. These kids are groomed. This is the classic mind control MO. And then now they're coming up with emails and things about her at the island and all the rest of it. It's incredible. But we know for a fact, and I posted reports on this earlier, that you have emails that are confirmed as real from Epstein talking about one piece of pizza at the party for seven adults, how it's glowing and beautiful and how wonderful it's going to be. It ties into Podesta having three little kids delivered to the pool in WikiLeaks. I mean, this is so crazy. Now, folks are saying, is Mondami the son of Epstein, who wanted to have hundreds of children? We know it's breeding women at Zorro Ranch. I first broke that 15 years ago. It's all been confirmed by the New York Times since then. So this is crazy eugenics operation. It's all coming down like a house of cards. And the Democrats thought by pushing to have this release, somehow they would twist things in there that have been disproven with no evidence about Trump, and somehow they would be immune. It is a firestorm. Bill Gates with getting diseases from Russian girls and Epstein trying to drug his wife. That's all confirmed. I mean, the confirmed stuff is totally and completely insane. And where does Mondami come from? Nowhere. Where does Macron come from? Nowhere. Keir Starmer was the 15-year judge over the nation of the UK that covered up all the pedophilia and the Islamic grooming gangs, the Pakistani grooming gangs. This is how they control things. This is their currency. This is their cult. This is what you've got to do to be part of it. And 99% of them are leftists and liberals. It's the head of Harvard, the top scientist at Harvard, how they would use transgenderism in these emails 6, 7, 8 years ago. More than that, 9 years ago, to destroy the family and society. I mean, all the real stuff is insane. The zone's being flooded with a lot of fake things or edited stuff. That's why you got to go to the actual database the DOJ released check it. But this is just so amazing. And now's a dangerous point. As globalists are desperate, God knows what they'll pull. We'll be covering it all right here at InfoWars.com. Real Hawk Show's on X and Rumble, the Hawk Show's show. Thank you so much. Investigate it for yourself. We'll continue to get into this information as fast as we can and get it out to you. Robert Trivers, the head evolutionary research scientist at Harvard, is in scores of messages with Epstein going back over a decade before they launched the whole transgenderism mass rollout, talking about how they would use this to prepare people for transhumanism and to give up their humanity, that we would accept little girls becoming boys and vice versa. We would accept human cloning, designer babies, genetic engineering, which I've told you for 25 years was the plan. I was reading the Tavistock Institute MI6 documents from the 80s that first engineered and planned this. That's what the corporate media pushes. This is why it's force-fed. It's about destroying parental rights and so much more. It's about pedophilia. If they can't rape your child, because there's a social taboo against it, because there should be, they can say it's stylish to become sterilized with chemicals or surgeries. You can read all the emails that are up on InfoWars.com. They're in the DOJ data dump of them obsessing over this. And they had their weird Zorro Ranch medical facility where he supposedly was impregnating hundreds of women. That's all the true story, the mad scientist angle. Yes, the pedophilia is important, but the money laundering, the Mossad, the CIA, the MI6, that's why it got covered up. That's when the deep state wanted Trump to block it, not because he was involved. And now that Trump's seen this all come out, he said, I'm vindicated, see? Well, now you got to prosecute him, Trump. This whole house of cards is coming down. This is so historic. This is so powerful. And just like the populist movement forced these files out, now we want the prosecutions. Because Trump is not involved now. But if he continues to allow the deep state to obfuscate, he becomes an accessory after the fact and signs on to future crimes the deep state commits. Trump, we know you're not going to do that. You're going to do the right thing. Regardless, we the people are going to get the truth out one way or another. Stay with us and share this report. We're live right now at InfoWars.com/show and on video on Rumble, the Alex Jones channel, and the Mighty X at Real Alex Jones. Share those feeds with all of yours. We're winning. We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And they've had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives. That's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high-quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it, so people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly, 4 or 5 great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last few days. Our sponsor, just really top-flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it, these sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $40-something bucks. Okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, my signature on it, real small. It's a nice little memento. You support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on to your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear. So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire with Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But while you're at it, get Methylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, and more. And check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com.